22, Nets.
Team members in the cells that are operating in this area.
Fixing the Medicare drug program.
Simpler, more streamlined.
Light up, not in Calabasas.
You can't smoke where others are present.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News. Rages on. U.S. artillery is part of Operation Swarmer, the latest anti-insurgent drive, this one near the northern Iraqi town of Samarra. More than 50 U.S. aircraft, scores of land vehicles, and 1,500 U.S. and Iraqi troops are involved in the mission, launched just days before the third anniversary of the invasion. CBS News reporter Tadek Markowski is with U.S. troops in Samarra.
They're here with their Iraqi allies, searching through wells and haystacks and through buildings, looking for any signs of insurgent activity.
The retired chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Richard Meyer, says using assault helicopters was a good way to get the jump on the insurgents.
It's particularly useful if you want to surprise folks. So obviously, we had some pretty good intelligence and air-assaulted troops in to try to pick up folks that that need to be picked up.
In Baghdad, police have found three more bullet-riddled bodies. That makes 100 discovered in the capital this week, all apparently the victims of sectarian violence. An investigation is underway into possible war crimes committed by about a dozen U.S. Marines. The probe centers on the deaths of 15 Iraqi civilians last November. They were first reported to have died in a roadside bombing. Later, it was determined they'd been killed in a firefight between the Marines and insurgents. President Bush has taken plenty of heat over warrantless wiretapping. Now a group of GOP senators wants to give him legal cover. CBS's Peter Mayer is at the White House and joins us live.
This plan would write the Bush surveillance program into law, giving the government 45 days to tap suspected terrorist phone calls and emails. As long as one side is overseas, after that 45 days, the government would have to get a court warrant or make its case to congressional intelligence committees. Civil liberties groups say the proposal is unconstitutional. The administration contends its current surveillance of suspected terrorists is legal. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, why would a federal lawyer coach witnesses putting the government's case in jeopardy at the sentencing trial of Zacharias Moussaoui? We're live with CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
9/11 victims accused government lawyer Carla Martin of trying to protect American and United Airlines from lawsuits. The airlines argue 9/11 wasn't preventable. At Moussaoui's trial, prosecutors said it might have been. Lawyers for victims claim an airline's attorney sent Martin the trial transcript. She improperly emailed it to potential aviation witnesses with tips on testifying. If the judge doesn't reverse an order barring those witnesses, the effort to win a death penalty for Moussaoui will likely end. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
It's just 2 months old, but even the Bush administration acknowledges its Medicare prescription drug program is ailing. We're live with CBS's Dan Revive. Does the government have a cure?
The Secretary of Health and Human Services, Michael Levitt, does tell CBS News about a 2.0 version of the drug coverage for next year. Streamlined, he says, not offering 30 or 40 confusing choices.
I think it will be simpler. My guess is there'll be fewer plans next time.
So far, 20 million seniors in Medicaid have been assigned to coverage plans they may not understand. Only 6 million more have chosen a plan, Medicare Chief Dr. Mark McClellan.
There are probably another 10 million people who haven't made a decision yet who might well sign up.
For full benefits, there's a deadline, May 15th. Live in Washington, Dan Revive, CBS News.
A new government crash tests give high marks to some popular SUVs. CBS News correspondent Jim Shenevy is with us live. Jim, what are the results?
Now, 7 SUVs. These earned top marks, Nick. The 2006 Ford Explorer, the Honda Pilot, Hyundai Tucson, Mercedes ML, Nissan Murano, and Subaru B9 Tribeca. They all got 5 stars in both the front and side impact tests. The Ford Explorer Sport Track, a 2007 model, also got 5 stars. And one pickup truck earned the highest rating, the Toyota Tacoma. But with the good news comes the bad. Not one of the SUVs or pickups got 5 stars in the rollover test. Reporting live, I'm Jim Shemavy, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Well, southbound I-25 is running slow up near the Thornton North Glen area. That's due to a two-car crash approaching 84th Avenue, so expect some delays from about 104th. Other than that, a pretty quiet drive around town. I-225 looking good, I-70 running wide open, and no problems on U.S. 36 if you're Denver bound. Weather today, partly cloudy this morning, then more clouds in the afternoon, the high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, more clouds, the low in the 20s. Saturday, mostly cloudy with about a 20%.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white, sandy beach surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
I'm Charles Osgood. In a rural area northeast of Samara, infested with insurgent roadblocks and ambushes where policemen, soldiers, and civilians have been kidnapped and killed, U.S. and Iraqi forces have moved in big time. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan.
Operation Swarmer was launched in broad daylight, a bold ground and air assault involving more than 1,500 troops. 650 Americans from the 101st Airborne Division joined forces with 800 Iraqi soldiers from a light infantry battalion and a commando unit.
More on Operation Swarmer after this for OnStar from GM. I'm not like my son-in-law Steve, who knows cars so well he can spot engine or transmission trouble by even the slightest change of sound. But OnStar has a new vehicle diagnostic service that's even better than Steve. By satellite, it checks your engine, transmission, anti-lock brakes, airbags, and the OnStar system itself, and sends you an easy-to-read email once a month to let you know what's happening. Also, you get regular reminders about scheduled maintenance, and any time in between, if something worries you, you just push the blue button for a GM Goodwrench on-demand diagnostic check. It's like having Mr. Goodwrench right along with you. And all this is available to OnStar subscribers free of charge, along with a link to emergency service, stolen vehicle location assistance, and they'll even unlock your car door for you if you've locked yourself out. To find out if you're eligible to sign up for OnStar Vehicle Diagnostics and learn all the many ways OnStar can help keep you safe on the road, visit any GM dealer or go to OnStar.com for a demonstration. OnStar by GM. The joint U.S. and Iraqi military operation north of Samara is not an invasion or an attempt to hold that area, reports Lara Logan.
Senior American officers told CBS News the raid was planned by U.S. and Iraqi forces who'd been building intelligence for weeks. It's expected to continue for a few more days, but that also depends on what soldiers searching the area uncover.
So far, they've uncovered more than 40 insurgents and several weapons caches. CBS News military consultant, retired Army Colonel Jeff McCausland.
It seems clear that the insurgents are a large part of those efforts to incite civil war. So attacks on these insurgents, particularly in the area around Samara, where it's clearly an attempt to dampen down the efforts by these folks to incite a civil war.
It was the Iraqi soldiers who moved in first, says Major Tom Bryant.
It definitely increases the confidence of the Iraqi people to see their security forces out front.
As the Shiite feast of Arba'in approaches, says military consultant Mike Lyons, the troops are positioning themselves between the Sunnis and Shiites.
By creating this wall of security using aircraft, using soldiers on the ground, they're preventing these insurgents from going through and creating more civil unrest in those towns as a large number of Shiites gather for these religious ceremonies.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
You finished with your fries?
Yeah, take them.
Hey, with your Medicare drug plan, you're only paying $28 a month?
Yeah.
For which drug?
All of them.
The more you know about Medicare prescription drug coverage, the better it sounds.
I'll help you pick a plan. If I can do it, you can do it.
No kidding.
Oh, you want to be smart? Give me back my fries.
For help, call 1-800-MEDICARE, go to Medicare.gov, or turn to each other. To avoid penalties, sign up by May 15th. Paid for by the Department of Health and Human Services.
The Osgood File, March 17th, 2006.
This is the Hour of No Power. Pedaling as fast as we can.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Are we on? Good morning. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6. High today, 52. Intermittent clouds. The sun crawling up into the sky. It's the Hour of No Power. It's Jay Marvin. And it's good to have you along here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. As always, there is a ton of stuff to get into this morning, but as not always, this is Friday, which means that it's open phones, and anything you want to talk about is fine with me at 303-713-7600. There is another poll out about George W. Bush. Listen to this one. Now, this one's done by American Research Group, which I didn't have time to Google them, so I know nothing about them. But this is what they say. And this is on the Raw Stories site. Listen to this. A new poll finds that a plurality of Americans favor plans to censure President George W. Bush, while a surprising 42% favor moves to actually impeach the president. A poll taken March 15, 2006 by the American Research Group found that among adults, 46% favor Senator Russ Feingold's plan to censure President George W. Bush, while just 44% are opposed. Approval of the plan grows slightly when the sample is narrowed to voters up to 48% in favor of the Senate's censuring for the sitting president. Even more shocking is just that 57% of Republicans are opposed to the move, with 14% still undecided and 29% are actually in favor. Fully 70% of the Democrats wanted to see Bush censured. More surprising still, the poll found that fully 43% of the voters in favor of actually impeaching the president, with just 50% of voters opposed. While only 18% of Republicans surveyed wanted to see Bush impeached, 61% of the Democrats and 47% of the independents said they wanted to see the House move ahead with the Conyers resolution, which is about impeachment. The poll was taken March 13th through the 15th and had a 3% margin of error. So, George W. Bush not looking so good, and there's also a big, long article this morning on Yahoo about Bush battered by U.S. pessimism and leadership doubts. And just to quote a little bit about it, it says, deep doubts about the Iraq war and pessimism about America's future have shattered public confidence in the president and have helped drive his approval ratings to their lowest level ever, pollsters say. As Bush launched a series of speeches to drum up support for the war, a new round of opinion polls found a growing skepticism about Iraq and a distrust of Bush. His image declined sharply, with one poll finding incompetent to be the most frequent description of his leadership. Incompetent. So, Bush has come a long way, hasn't he? In 6 years. Or, as I talked about yesterday, maybe people are finally beginning to wake up. And I'll tell you, every once in a while, we get disgruntled Republicans who end up calling up here and getting on the program because they themselves feel bad about what's going on, and they feel alienated from their own party. Yeah, one of the things I wanted to mention this morning, and I'm going to mention it on and off throughout the morning, because I'm not sure, I always say this during the hour of power, I consider this to be a rare breed of people that are here this time of the morning, and people join us and leave. They come and go throughout the morning. So what you say at 6:12 in the morning, or 12 minutes after 6, don't know people listening at 7 o'clock in the morning, or 8 o'clock in the morning, or 8:35 in the morning, or 8:45 in the morning, or 9 o'clock are going to hear what I bring up this early in the morning. If you've ever gotten one of these robocalls, and we've talked about these robocalls now, Angie Petroni was the victim of one, and we had her on, and Morgan Carroll was the victim of another one of these robocalls. If you've ever gotten one of these robocalls, if you get a robocall, and particularly if the robocall shows up on your answering machine, don't erase the robocall. Get in touch with us here, either by email or call us here at AM760. Because you know what? I would love to get a copy of one of these robocalls. There was a big article in the Rocky Mountain News yesterday, which we didn't get a chance to get to, about the Dems, and particularly Senate President Joan Fitzgerald and Alice Madden, talking about the GOP, these robocalls, the Trailhead Group, and this woman, Rachel Sunbarger, I guess is her name, S-U-N-B-A-R-G-R, and this take-no-prisoners attitude that the GOP is involved in here in the state. And you know what they want to do? What they want to do is they want to take the state house back by any means possible. Now, you can have legitimate disagreements with people over public policy. You can say, well, listen, you know, I disagree with you on this. I disagree with you on that. I think you're doing something here that may possibly be illegal, or I have questions about campaign contributions, or I have questions about some of the ethical moves you made. But robocalling a representative, in their district. And then trying to justify doing a robocall when the robocall can contain information that is either blatantly false or not fully explained to the person who's being robocalled, and then trying to use that as an excuse for holding the quote-unquote Democrats' feet to the fire, you know what that is? It's nothing but Republican dirty tricks. And we're going to, if you missed it yesterday, we had State Representative Morgan Carroll on, and we're going to play the Morgan Carroll interview again in the 8 o'clock hour. I really want to get into this whole robocall business. So we're going to try to get to Joan Fitzgerald and also Alice Madden on the program this coming week, and also Pat Walk, to talk more about these robocall situations and about the GOP and the Trailhead Group. Because you know what? Here's what ends up happening. I mean, I really believe this. We spent a lot of time on the show talking about national issues, and the national issues are important. There's no question about it. And the radio station as a whole has a tendency to skewer kind of in a national kind of perspective, because that's what a lot of, that's what most of the shows deal with. And there's a lot of focus here about the gubernatorial race coming up and Bill Ritter, who I wholeheartedly urge everybody to support. But we lose sometimes the emphasis on local politics. And sometimes some of that's my fault, and sometimes some of it's our faults collectively, and that we fail to talk about it. And the Democrats right now hold, by a small minority, hold control of the legislature. And the Republicans are dedicated to getting this back, and they're dedicated to getting it back any way they can. And Karl Rove sets the national model for the Republican Party, and these robocalls are typical Karl Rove type of things. You know, they did it to John McCain in South Carolina. They robocalled and smeared him. So what ends up happening is Angie Piccioni becomes a victim of these attacks. Morgan Carroll becomes a victim of these attacks. There's been other Democrats, I think there was 10 of them, that had these robocalls. And what we need to do is we need to, I think, concentrate on this stuff, and we need to take the GOP to task, and we need to say to them, look, you know what? If you want to have an ethics discussion, that's fine. If you want to have a discussion about policy, that's fine. We can get into all of that stuff. That's okay. We can do that. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with it. But robocalling and using robocalling as an excuse to hold people's feet to the fire, you know what that's basically doing? What that's basically doing is it's smearing. And what it's basically doing is it's going through the back door. And it's unethical, and it's immoral, and it's wrong. So we're gonna get more into this robocalling business coming up. Not only to talk about it on and off today, because even though it is open phones and you can talk about anything you want to talk about, I'm gonna still solicit people. If you get a robocall on your answering machine, to please don't erase it and call us or email us so that we can get in touch with you. And we can get the robocalls and play them on the air here. And the other thing is, you know, we're going to get Alice Madden on, and we're going to get Joan Fitzgerald on, and we're going to get Pat Walk of the all of them of Democrats. And then what I really like to do is I like to call up the head of the state Republican Party here in Colorado, Martinez, I believe is his name, and see if he'll come, Bob Martinez, and see if he'll come on here and ask him. I mean, do you think robocalling is right, and do you think that it would be right if Democrats turned around and robocalled? All right, I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones. Anything you want to throw on the platter this morning, we can carve it up, digest it, and toss it around. We got the smoking ban, which is nearing a final okay. I've never been able to understand why cigarettes are legal, since we know that they kill people. And then I get people who call me up and go, no, they don't. So, you know, we can talk about the smoking ban. We can talk about anything that you want to get into, including the robocalling or Iraq or Iran or whatever it may be that's on your mind, or Russell Feingold or any of it at 303-713-7600. 619, 19 minutes after 6. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Karen Kelly.
Thank you, Jay. A big problem in the Thornton North Glen area this morning. It's a crash just north of 84th Avenue. Traffic stop would go from about 104th. Now, an ambulance has the left lane tied up, and the accident stuff is spread off to the right shoulder as well. Eastbound I-270 also stop and go this morning between I-76 and Vizquez. No wrecks, just your usual delays. Your weather today, partly cloudy this morning, then more clouds in the afternoon, the high in the upper to mid-50s. Tonight, more clouds, the low in the...
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally, we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot, and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
And they're good people. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Auto is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Been in business almost 25 years now, since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockiesautos.com, or drop by and see them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Can't miss them. Big sign out there. 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. So this month, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Lefty.
I love you.
Days to come. Right on. Lefty Frizzell from Corsicana, Texas. Can you remember that? Corsican. It's 6:23, 23 minutes after 6. High today of 52. You know, early on in my career, I mean, I worked at radio stations that gave cattle futures in the mornings, you know, and had a farm report show. I kind of miss a lot of that stuff. And you know, people, before I go to the phones here, I want to say this. People in rural America a lot of times are looked down upon. You know, they really are, particularly by people who live in big cities. And some of the most fun I ever had in this business, and some of the nicest places I lived, was in rural America. You know, it's true. Ranchers and farmers, you know, they're really good people. And they get looked down upon a lot of times. And I'm here to tell you, look down upon this, because they're good people. All right, let's go to the phones. Here's Jim in Fort Collins. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Yes, Jim.
This is Jim, and by the way, I'm one of those old, good old boys that came out of a farm.
There you go.
And I'm not real bright. I just, you know, kind of throw papers and everything, but kind of grew up and I heard you. I listened to you a bunch, and I appreciate that. I just throw papers and things, and but, you know, I grew up out conservative and was voting Republican, I guess, you know, because I believed in it, and also my parents and my, you know, my society. But the more I've been listening to this, and Jay, I probably, you know, don't know a whole lot about things, but I was thinking that, you know, the more we cross over on things is that I didn't understand this thing that supposedly conservatives went up with. We got $8.2 trillion in debt. And then I didn't understand, after being a vet, that we kind of came back from Nam after 7 years with Kennedy and Johnson, and I always thought, oh, hell, that's got to be the problem of, you know, the Democrats. But the point is that we now got kind of reversed ourselves around, and we're going into our third and fourth year in Iraq, and I'm not sure, I'm not trying to place blame, but don't you see something wrong with the deficit and our boys getting hurt over in Iraq, or am I...
I think you're absolutely correct. First of all, the Senate voted yesterday to allow the national debt to swell nearly $9 trillion, preventing the first ever default on U.S. Treasury notes. And the measure allows the government to pay for the war in Iraq and finance Medicare and other things. And you know, we had it we had a surplus at one time in this country. And then the other thing is Iraq has been a total disaster because this administration never planned for anything.
Well, Jay, let me ask you a question. You know, I hate to tell you, but I was on the other side at the time, but didn't Clinton balance the budget? Or
yes.
Do I not remember wrong?
No,
or,
yes.
I don't know.
Yes, he did. He balanced the budget. We had a surplus when he left office.
Well, how did we do this in 12 years? I mean, what's going on?
What's going on is the federal government is spending more than it's taking in because we have the Bush tax cuts, which you can't have big giveaways to the top 1 and 2% of the populace and yet support this war and support you know, and giveaways to big corporations. You can't have your cake and eat it too, which is what this administration has promised everybody and is what this administration acts like. And you just can't do it. You can't do it. You cannot have a quote-unquote war and cut taxes and have big corporate giveaways and big corporate gifts because something has got to give. And the problem is that it ends up that the people are going to have take the majority of the burden on this is the middle and the lower middle class in this country, which is you and I.
Well, Jay, let me just ask you a question. I'm just a dumb old, you know, pet carrier, you know. The point is, don't you think that sooner or later, you know, outside of politics, that maybe we're tired of losing our boys over there in Iraq, and maybe we're tired of all this deficit stuff, and don't you think that instead of being what they call external, you might want to come back to the people and, you know, and think about, you know, what's just common sense, right and wrong? Oh, hell, I probably am not saying it right.
Yeah, you are. Well, you know what you're saying? I think what you're saying is what most Americans are thinking, even if they're conservative or they're liberal or wherever they stand. But the average American, I think, in this country is heartsick over the direction of the country. They're heartsick at the lives that have been lost in Iraq, both American and Iraqi. They're heartsick over the deficit. They're heartsick over the mismanagement of the country. They're heartsick over things like Katrina. They're heartsick over things like the Dubai port deal. Yes, people are heartsick, and they are beginning to get like you. They are beginning to question the leadership, and many of them, like yourself, probably for the first time in a long time, they're beginning to scratch their heads, and they're thinking, you know what? Something isn't right, and they're looking for another solution, and that solution, hopefully you'll come to realize that that solution lies with those of us who are progressives and liberals, who do have common sense plans, who do want to get out of Iraq, who do want to cut the tax loopholes, who do want to put the federal budget back, and who want to operate a more efficient government and take care of the needs that the middle and the lower middle class have without having to unduly reward the top 1-2%. Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. I've got to run. I appreciate the call. One line open at 303-713-7600, and I left out the spiraling cost of health insurance. And yesterday, I had to deal with health insurance. Yesterday, I ended up having to go to the doctor. I spent the good majority of a couple hours over my wrist, which now looks like I'm going to have an MRI, and they're going to may have to operate on this thing, and I'm wearing a brace. And, man, you know the paperwork? And I thought to myself, there's got to be a more efficient system. And the first thing they want to do is they want to get a credit card from you, even if you've got insurance. And I saw people coming in there who would come in, and they would say, this is the schedule of what your insurance company says. These are the amount of visits that you're allowed to have. I mean, we've got terrible problems in this country, and we've got to fix these problems. 631 at AM 760, progressive talk. And you know what? More of your phone calls coming up on open phones. And let's get some progressive traffic right now with Karen Kelly.
Thank you, Jay. The problem of the morning, it's a crash southbound I-25 right around 84th. The wreck itself is spread out between the left and right shoulder, but you stop and go from 104th. On eastbound I-270, you're seeing brake lights between I-76 and Vasquez. No wrecks, just your usual delays. And eastbound I-70 running heavy from Federal to I-25. Your weather today, partly cloudy this morning, more clouds in the afternoon, the high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, more clouds, the low in the 20s.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Load AM 760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM 760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to 2 Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to 2 each Saturday.
Einstein Brothers Bagels has a brain teaser for you. Listen, every day, hear the difference? Every day is two words. Every day, just one. Every day means, you know, every single day. Every day means boring. Yeah, it's subtle but important because sometimes the things you do every day become every day. Like breakfast. A lot of people eat the same thing every day. And over time, your everyday breakfast becomes every day. So today, change things up. Visit Einstein Brothers. Get a fresh baked bagel with a smear of cream cheese. Try one of our gourmet breakfast sandwiches or sample some darn good coffee. Heck, we have so many fresh bagels and delicious coffees. You could have breakfast here every day without it ever becoming every day. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
What's inside? The JCPenney Anniversary Sale. This Friday and Saturday only. Night and day doorbusters. Friday, 4 p.m. till close, and Saturday, 8 a.m. till 1. Like 60% off entire stock suits for him and her. And 50% off entire stock tees and tanks for juniors. Celebrate the JCPenney Anniversary Sale this Friday and Saturday. Stores open early Saturday at 8 a.m.
It's all inside.
JCPenney.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends March 18th.
just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was. She moves me.
Yeah, the way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her is fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Get past the people. Get past the hitmen.
Yep, I'm paying it just like you are. Of course, George W. Bush's friends in the top 1%. They're getting away with it. 6:34, actually now it's 6:35, 25 minutes in front of 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 52, intermittent clouds. Jay Marvin, the hour of no power. Let me add one other thing about health insurance, then we'll go back to the phones. You know what? The next time Senator Wayne Allard tells you that universal health care coverage is a bad idea, the next time that George W. Bush tells you that universal health coverage is a bad idea, or the next time any Republican tells you that universal health coverage is a bad idea, then ask them why it is senators and congressmen and the president get health care provided by the government, and for them, it's a good idea. Why is that? Maybe they should give theirs up then. Let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Happy St. Paddy's Day to you, my friend.
And happy Friday, too. I just wanted to... I've been kind of walking around in sort of a stupor for the past couple of days, just totally disappointed with our Democratic leadership. I mean, we have yet another opportunity to support Feingold with his call for censure. And where is the Democratic leadership? I swear, Jay, I feel like I've been working and emailing and calling for years. We were waiting for the big protest from our Democratic leadership in the run up to the war in Iraq. You know, waiting for Kerry to come back and protest the vote count. Waiting for Gore to protest the handling of the election. Then waiting for the Democrats every time these nut jobs. I mean, I expect nothing but nuttiness from the nutty church people who run this country in the Republican Party. I expect that. But taking a step back, I'm seeing that our Democratic leadership, I've been waiting. And I'm just saying this Mr. Pick up your paycheck, go to work guy. I am so disappointed. I don't know what to do next.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I am too. I really am too. And by the way, a little aside on the thing about the nutty church people. You know, the biggest joke on that is that Karl Rove, George W. Bush, and the GOP takes those people basically and uses them. But that's for another discussion. Yeah, I'm disappointed too. I'm really, really disappointed. And you know what I'd really like to do? And somebody sent me a list of this, and I couldn't answer them because I couldn't answer my emails yesterday. But somebody sent me a list. I should have saved it. I should have printed it out. Should have brought it in. About the Democratic senators and the people in the House of Representatives who signed on to go after Bill Clinton over Monica Lewinsky. Some of those same people are still in office. And why they can't go after George W. Bush over the NSA thing. And now the story breaks this morning that GOP lawmakers are moving now to give George W. Bush political cover over the spying situation by changing the law. And I'm with you, Larry. I'm just as disappointed. I'm just as downhearted. And I can't say it enough.
That
we have got to get a backbone here.
Yeah. I expect if we followed Dean's counsel and found a way for the Democratic Party to support itself through small contributions, got off of corporate. I mean, leave the Republicans, let them do what they want to do. Got the Democratic Party out of the corporate trough, then there might be a sense of independence. But right now, Jay, whatever we've got going in this country, via Bush and company, I blame on the Democratic leadership as much as the Republicans. Right?
Well, I don't even know if it has to do with this whole censorship thing, censure deal. I don't even know if it has to do with corporate money. You know what it has to do with? I'll point something out to you. And I guess now I can do it because the situation is over with, so it doesn't make any difference. When we have the 7th Congressional District candidates in here, that roundtable discussion, Ed Perlmutter kept saying, yes, but we need to get elected. Yes, but we need to get elected. Yes, but we need to get elected. And you know what I wanted to say to him in the worst sense of the word is, no, what we need to do is we need to not stop worrying about whether we're going to get elected or not. What we need to do is we need to stand up and be the opposition party we're supposed to be and call this guy out. And we have got to stop taking it on the chin.
I know, Jay.
Every 10 minutes over everything.
I like Perlmutter. I've already, signed on to volunteer for his campaign. But it's exactly that. Fine, you can get elected, but what about those people who are now in Washington? And I'm going to point out John Kerry. John Kerry was going to be Mr. Salvation, and I held my breath after that election thinking, okay, he's going to come back. He's Mr. Litigation. He's going to come back on those election results. Disappeared, Jay. Oh, boy. I don't know.
Well, I don't know that there was litigation there to be had. That's number one. And number two, you got to give him at least a little bit of credit for this. He tried in vain to try to block the Alioto nomination.
Yeah.
He tried at least to do that. But, it's like the discussions that I was having earlier in the week and that we were having last week.
Uh-huh.
You name these key issues. Patriotism. Religion and moral values.
Yeah.
The war in Iraq. I mean, homeland security, all this stuff. We keep allowing the Republicans to push us around. I'm telling you something, man. I have had absolutely, bottom line, enough.
I know. I hear you. Hey, one last point. You had a good point last week, and that is on the back of your truck, you have impeach Bush sticker. Juxtapose that with a flag. The Democrats started, progressives started waving the flag.
That's right.
The flag in every demonstration.
Right.
Oh, well. Hey, have a great St. Patty's Day.
All right, Larry. Thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Dan in Boulder. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Dan.
How you doing? I just wanted to join in with your last call. I think nothing is more important than the blatant, arrogant disregard for the law from this president. And I think everyone should be sending some supportive emails and phone calls to Feingold. But more importantly, forget about beating up on Allard. You can't expect anything there. But Salazar isn't supporting him either. I sent an email off to Salazar. Pointing out the danger, in particular, a former attorney general ought to understand the admissions of this administration are sufficient to get a conviction if you ever had it on trial.
Yeah, I did exactly the same thing. And by the way, speaking of Allard, if you complained and sent Allard email about his smear of Feingold, what I got in response is, and what anybody else who sent an email probably will get, is a debate about the issue of NSA spying, not confronting what you originally sent the email about. This guy is such a low-life, low-bellied chicken. Well, there's another word I could tack on to that he won't take he won't take it on directly. But you're right. I mean, for Salazar, same thing. He should be signing on to this thing, and we should be pressuring him to do so. And I'm like you. I've sent my emails.
Yeah, the response I got from Salazar was essentially saying it's historically unprecedented to censure a president. Well, it's historically unprecedented, at least since FISA, for the last 30-some years. It's unprecedented for a president to simply ignore the law for wiretapping, for our constitutional protections in the Fourth Amendment.
I agree.
That's what's unprecedented, and somebody has to react, and I'm proud that Feingold has at least taken a stance.
Well, it's shocking that Salazar, you're right, who's a former attorney general, certainly he can read the law. Certainly he can read the FISA law. Certainly he can read the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution. He can't read it. What's wrong with him?
Yeah. They're just running for cover. They're scared of their own shadows.
And why?
Well, the point about we have to get elected, I don't buy it. You have to get elected, but you have to stand for something to be elected. If you stand for nothing, then you can't inspire any support.
Then what are they running from?
From the accusations of being supportive of terrorists. It's the same as the McCarthy era from 50 years ago. They need to go watch the movie Good Night and Good Luck and remember what was going on 50 years ago. Everybody's running scared. Nobody wants to be labeled a terrorist sympathizer these days.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? Somebody had to stand up during the McCarthy era and say, no, And somebody now has to stand up and say no. And God bless Russell Feingold for doing it. And other Democrats should become part of it.
Absolutely. And I think it's also worth everybody, even though we don't live in Wisconsin, people should send supportive emails to Feingold and congratulate him for taking a stand that means something.
I agree. Dan, thanks, man. Great call.
Take it
easy. All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, we'll get into it, including, and throw your two cents in on this, about why Democrats just don't seem to have the stomach for a fight. I would love to ask Ken Salazar. I'd love to say to him, you know, you're a former, like Dan just brought up, you're a former attorney general. You certainly can read the Fourth Amendment. You certainly can read the 1978 FISA law. Do you think in any way, shape, or form that this president broke the law? And if the answer is yes, then what do you intend to do about it as a former prosecutor? Or do you intend to just let him get away with it? Because I don't think we ought to let him get away with it. 6:45, 15 minutes away from 7 a.m. 760, Progressive Talk.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Still have that big problem up north, southbound I-25, right around the Thornton North Glen area. It's a two-car crash. It's spread out between the left shoulder and the right shoulder. At southbound I-25, just around 84th, your stop and go from about 104th. On eastbound I-270, you're also seeing brake lights between I-76 and Viscas. And if you're on eastbound I-70, your stop and go between Federal and I-25. Your weather today, partly cloudy this morning, more clouds in the afternoon, the high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, more clouds, the low in the 20s. Now for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers or thunderstorms, the high around 50. I'm Karen Kelly on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's loop.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcorp.net
1-800-700-2908.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:48. 48 minutes past the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 52, intermittent clouds. Jay Marvin along with you. It's open phones. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. By the way, how much time are you spending watching March Madness? John Turk and his wife Stacy were glued to the screen yesterday.
Three hours last night, Jay, watching March Madness.
I don't get March Madness. Bracketology, I don't get any of that stuff.
I'd watch it all day if I could. I love it. I mean, I'm not a big college basketball fan, but when March Madness comes around, I'll watch as many games as possible.
Why?
Oh, it's just kind of fun. You got 64 teams, and you got, you know, 3-4 weeks of awesome basketball games. You had a couple overtime games yesterday. I don't know. It's just exciting. I don't know why. I just love March Madness. And I bet there's a lot of people out there that, you know, are the same way as me. Will just watch it come March.
Yeah, I'm sure there are. Just because I don't get it doesn't mean anything. Let's go to Christian in Boulder. Christian, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
How you doing? I am sick. Sick in my heart at some of the images I've seen of children being bound and shot in the head.
You're talking about in Iraq.
Yeah. The terrorism that is being sponsored by this state is appalling and abhorrent to me. I don't know. I didn't ever think that as an American I would be, you know, this kind of thing would be doing happening in my name.
Where? First of all, let's be specific. Where have you seen these images of children being bound and shot?
TheRandyRhodesShow.com.
Where did she obtain these photographs from?
Well, I don't know.
Because, you know, anybody can put anything on at any time. You know what I mean? You got to be leery about stuff.
Randy is someone who does her homework. I'm sorry, but, you know, she's a reputable source. She watches C-SPAN. She monitors the media. She's...
Yeah, I so do I. I just haven't seen them.
Okay,
I'm not doubting that there's not women and children being killed, because I believe that there are, and I worry about how many women and children, for instance, and innocent people are going to be killed in this latest activity that we've got going on in in and around Samarra. I worry about that, and I worry about Iraqi civilian deaths every day, and we don't really discuss that very much in this country.
We don't. No, it's completely hidden because you don't see it on your TV. You know, and if you don't listen to certain radio programs and monitor the internet or do what Randy does and, you know, monitor the media, you just don't know. It's not in your face. But I'm here to tell everyone that's in the listening audience. I know this is the hour of no power, but, you know, go to that website. See for yourself. There are children being killed. And what's the point of shooting children? It's obvious to me that the point of shooting children is to say, hey, this will happen to you if you become part of the insurgency, if you become an Iraqi insurgent, someone who is fighting back against what is becoming an increasingly really nasty occupation.
I think it's been a nasty occupation for some time, but I think you got another problem going on now.
I mean,
you know, you've got the problem of sectarian violence going on and ethnic cleansing happening.
Right. Yeah. And 87 bodies found in their undies, you know, shot in the back of the head. I mean, this is reminiscent of Srebrenica or you know,
it's bad news, man.
Stuff that Franco did, or, you know, I mean. It's fascism. There's nothing more about it.
But you know, you got to be careful though about it. You can't lump all of it together. I mean, it's all a spinoff of us being involved there. There's no question about it. But you've got some of this stuff going on because you got Sunnis killing Shiites and Shiites killing Sunnis.
I understand
and
that.
But you've got
it starts somewhere.
You've got that problem going on. Then you've also got the problem of collateral, what they call quote unquote collateral damage, which is a fancy word for human beings. You've got that problem going on. You've got the problem of innocent people being shot. I mean, you've got all of this chaos going on,
right,
and then on top of it, you've got
started it all up.
Well, I agree. I think we ought to get out. I mean, I think we basically ought to get out.
Well,
I mean, I don't
I'm
see.
Glad
I don't,
we agree.
You know, I mean, I think we ought to leverage the Iraqi government to either settle the problem, as Carl Levitt has brought up. We ought to leverage the Iraqi government to either settle the problem and either get their acts together, or you know what, we're leaving immediately. And there's no two ways about it.
We have a code, you know, the Uniform Military Code of Justice, and it's not being followed. And, you know, Senator Allard should be the first one to be speaking up, but he's not. He's a traitor to this country because he is not standing up for our armed forces. This is not how we do things. We don't go into people's houses in a foreign land under occupation, shoot their children, shoot the parents, you know, after binding their hands, and then blow up the house and leave and pretend that everything's going to be fine. It's not going to be fine.
Or drag them out of bed in the middle of the night.
If you see the photographs on the website, you'll see that
I'd be interested to see where those photographs came from.
What I'm saying is you'll see a lot of men standing around going, okay, we're pissed. That's what you're going to see. Look at the faces of the men standing there, not just the children. And you'll realize that they're going to do something about it. It's not going to stop there.
Well, we have to leave.
And that's the point of shooting children, I think. I think the point of doing that is state-sponsored terrorism. It's to stir it up, get them killing each other, and apparently so that we can steal their oil or something. I don't know what the plan is. I can't even figure it out at this point. None of it makes sense. So, anyway, take a look. See what you think. And you make your own call, okay?
Will do.
And your listeners, too. Make your own call. But go to the website and check it out. Don't take my word for it, okay?
You bet.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the call.
Have a good one.
Let's go to Linda in Littleton. Linda, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to respond to the discussion a little earlier about how liberals or progressives don't seem to have a stand. They don't seem coherent. They don't seem to have values that they are willing to stand up for. I'm working through a book by George Lakoff called Moral Politics, How Liberals and Conservatives Think. And it's based on cognitive science, and I'm struggling a little to get through it. There's a shortened version of it called Don't Think of an Elephant.
Right, I've read it.
Okay. And that all brought to mind to me what I'm reading in this book. That gentleman who called earlier who said, well, you know, I may not know much of this or that, and I'm guessing that he's probably been fairly conservative throughout his life. As Americans, I think we're all appalled at the image and the basically what happened to the Marshall Plan? What happened to Americans being the best of our tradition of going and helping people, of going together as a community to make the world a better place, the country a better place? They're the good conservatives, the people in this country who may not vote as I vote, but who want the country to be that, to be honest and have law and so forth, are beginning to be appalled also. And I recommend that book or either one of those books to all of your listeners. I'm working through it, as I said, myself right now to get through the longer one. But I think what's happening with some of our elected officials is that they're snakebit. They see Karl Rove. They think they've got some. The conservatives have been working and investing billions of dollars for 30 or 40 years to shape the entire political debate.
They've been at it since 1971.
Right.
That's when they started.
Right. And I'm not saying that all of them are, I think the vast majority of conservatives are, they want the same thing we all want. They want a good country, strong. They want our kids to have a great place to live, and they want the world to be a great place to live. But we've got to learn how to get out there with our own values, speak from our values, speak from our heart. I mean, look at books like Our Endangered Values and so forth, God and Caesar and all that. We've got to be able to say, look, you know, we're not just reacting issue by issue. That's why people say you don't have a plan, you don't know what you're doing. And that's why you get the impression that sometimes the Democratic senators are all sort of huddled together, not in a huddle, but in a huddle like to protect themselves because they don't know what to do. They're reacting. We need to react, not react, but we need to say, look, we're Americans, we have common values with you, let's make this country, turn it around, let's get out of places we don't belong, let's stop hurting innocent people, and let's start doing the things that we can be proud of.
All right, Linda, appreciate the call. Thank you, because I'm running out of time, but
thank you, Jay.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
And a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll continue with open phones here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-440-9197 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-440-9197. That's 1-800-440-9197.
Just $87 a night. Hotels on hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Steve Kathan. Putting the heat on Iraqi insurgents. The helicopter drop zone is just north of Baghdad for troops on the second day of Operation Swarmer. CBS's Lara Logan is just back from the region, reporting now from Baghdad.
With something of this nature, what you often see in Iraq is the initial burst is the most significant, when the troops still have the element of surprise, going in and picking up the suspects that they're after, taking a few other people as well, then tactical questioning on the ground to sort out those that they want to take in from those that can be released, and then it's a matter of going house to house and street to street searching for anything that they can find.
Iran has offered to meet with the U.S. about stability in Iraq. Washington's taking it seriously, and the U.S. ambassador to Iraq now says talks should be held in Baghdad. Republicans in Congress have introduced a bill that could give President Bush legal cover for his hot-button domestic surveillance program. Details live from CBS's Peter Mayer.
Steve, you know the administration insists the surveillance is legal, but some GOP senators want to write it into law now. Their plan would give the government 45 days to tap suspected terrorist phone calls and emails. After that, officials would have to get a court warrant or make the case to congressional intelligence committees. Senate sponsors hope this approach will end the debate, but civil liberties groups already say the proposal is unconstitutional. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Worried about ID theft? Well, the cash register could be a clearinghouse chock full of your personal information. The story live from CBS's Barry Bagnano.
Two versions of popular software used in cash registers can store important personal data, such as PIN numbers used in debit card transactions. Visa has just sent out a warning that unless this information is cleared, it can be stolen by enterprising identity thieves. Industry rules require merchants not to keep this data, but many aren't yet complying. It's not known whether this glitch has actually caused ID theft. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
The search is still on for a convicted sex offender in South Carolina accused of raping two teenage girls in an underground dungeon behind his home. 6 years ago, a judge rejected calls that he be sent to a violent predator program. Experts say the case is rare, and people on the beef and high-protein Atkins diet have nothing to worry about. But CBS's Vicki Barker says some new research centering on one woman is at least food for thought.
The 40-year-old woman spent 4 days in intensive care after suffering shortness of breath, loss of appetite, and vomiting. She'd been on the high-protein Atkins diet, and New York University doctors, writing in the Lancet Medical Journal, say flatly that the diet caused her illness, a rare medical condition called ketoacidosis.
That's a buildup of acids in the blood that can trigger a coma. In New York City, Irish step dancers are up early. The annual St. Patrick's Day parade steps off in just a couple of hours. Before the bell, S&P futures are down a point and a half. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar emergency, the police.
Hi, I need to unlock the doors to my car.
Oh, hey, what's your PIN number?
9740.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
Oh, I'm having a really bad day. I've had one of those days. Don't worry, your day, I'm sure, will get better. Well, I'm thanks for the signal. No, this is one of the reasons why I have a Chevy for OnStar.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
Yes, I heard it. You got it.
Great.
Thank you so much for your help.
Not a problem. Please
come here whenever you need us.
Now I swear by Chevy. It's been amazing.
Have a nice day.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good news, the earlier crash southbound I-25 around 84th Avenue has been cleared from the highway. Traffic still trying to recover. Your stop and go from 120th. Eastbound I-70 running heavy from Federal to I-25 and southbound I-225. Your stop and go this morning as well from Iliff to Mississippi, then further down the freeway from Yosemite to right where I-25 connects. Your weather today, partly cloudy, more clouds in the afternoon, the high in the mid to upper 50s tonight. Very cloudy, the low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers or thunderstorms, the high around 50. Right now, it's 29 degrees. I'm Karen Kelly on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The madness is back. It's Tire Madness Month at Tires Plus. Now through April 1st, buy three select Firestone, Yokohama, or Cotton.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with Beaches, etc. Visit BeachesETC.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
To AM760.net. AM760.net.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? You want a progressive trial lawyer who can fight the insurance companies. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
This Friday night, help CompUSA tip off the NCAA March Madness Anniversary Sale with a little Midnight Madness. Come get slam dunk savings throughout the store. This Friday from 6 p.m. to midnight at CompUSA. We got it. We get it.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pulling out of the hour of power, into the sunlight, and it looks like it's going to be a really nice day today. High of 52, intermittent clouds, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along. Two lines open, by the way, at 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. I want to make the announcement again that I made it to 6 o'clock. I'm going to make it throughout the morning. If you've received or if you get any of these robocalls about senators or representatives here in the state of Colorado, the GOP is making those calls, and it's coming from the Trailhead Group. And if you get any of these robocalls, do me a favor, and don't, particularly if you get it on your answering machine, don't erase it. Save it and contact us, because I would love to get a copy of these robocalls. And we're going to get more into this robocall business coming up this week here on the program. So if you get these robocalls, which we had Morgan Carroll on yesterday, and I'm going to replay that interview, too, next hour, about the robocalls that were launched against her, and the Merrill Musgrave had robocalls running against Angie Piccioni, which is Karl Rovian politics at its worst, as I said last hour, you know, if the GOP in this state, you know, if you want to have debates about policy, you want to get into... you know, if you've got charges to level against another legislator, level the charges publicly and go through the process. Don't robocall in their district and throw mud. And this is a disgusting thing, but the GOP is determined to try to take back the state legislature in any way, shape, or form they can. And it's just wrong. So... I would really like to get a copy of the robocalls. Now, as to Christian in Boulder's call about the pictures, I went and looked at the pictures on Randy Rhodes' website. By the way, I had seen some of these pictures before in a CNN story. These, you know, kids being killed in war, anybody innocent being killed in war is terrible. And it frequently happens in bombing raids. And it's wrong. I mean, and it's terrible. But these people, the people in the pictures,
We're not bound and gagged, and we're not shot in the back of the head, as Christian and Boulder claimed. Because, you know, if American troops engage in that kind of behavior, somebody, some journalist somewhere would catch it. We've got 15 Marines, by the way, who are facing war crimes trials for something that went on earlier in Iraq. I saw the story across the wire this morning. I am in no way, shape, or form condoning what this country is doing in Iraq. And when we have these things like this Operation Swarmer that's going on now, where we have these air raids, I always worry about kids, and I always worry about women and children and innocent civilians getting killed. And it's a terrible, terrible, god-awful thing. But, you know, I'm in a do or damned situation here, because if I don't challenge people, and a lot of times those of you who listen don't understand this, if I don't challenge people for what they say, then I get emails from people who say, well, you let him say that and you didn't call him into question. And so, Christian, I appreciate the call. I understand your position. But there's no evidence in any of those photos that they were bound and gagged and shot in the back of the head, execution style. They were hit by mistake in an air raid. Or they're they've come to call now is, quote-unquote, collateral damage, which is a way to take humans and dehumanize them, and it's a terrible thing. And we're all heartsick over what goes on in Iraq. I mean, we're just heartsick over the whole thing. And the thing is a total and complete mess. And if you look at the public opinion polls, I mean, it's killing Bush. It's killing him. Just killing him. All right, back to the phones. Here's Sandra in Longmont. Sandra, hi. Thanks for hanging on. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, well, did you read the Reuters report on that?
No, it's Reuters.
Reuters, sorry.
Yes, I did.
Well, I don't know about you, but to me that looks like murder. Plain murder.
Well,
they're all in one room, and then they bombed the house. Come on.
Yeah, I don't think it's right. I mean, I'm not saying that it's a good thing. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not saying that there's any way to justify it. I think it's terrible, and I think that's one of the problems.
You can't call that collateral damage.
Well, no, but you know what? Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop for a second. When I said collateral damage, did you hear the rest of what I said? I said it's a way for this administration, and it has become a way for the United States government to take civilian deaths, which shouldn't happen in warfare, and to take them and to dehumanize them, and in reality, they are human beings.
You're darn right they are.
And it's not a good thing, and it's wrong.
And it isn't going to do anything for our troops with behavior like that and to win the hearts and minds of anybody.
No, if anything, what it's going to do is it's going to reverse it and make it rougher.
You're right.
There's a quote. It's either in The New Yorker or it was in The New York Times over the weekend that I read, which is a very poignant, very good quote, in which a Marine is quoted as saying that we will not win the hearts and minds of the Iraqi people as long as we continue to drag innocent people out of bed in the middle of the night and arrest them for no good reason and jail them and then many times shoot them.
You're right. It's going to be a failed policy. And not only that, I have another little tidbit for you about this administration running amok. We have a young man who works for our company, and he's been in some trouble. He's a good kid. He's got a baby on the way. Well, a year ago, he tried to get into the Army. Well, they told him he couldn't because when he was young, he got in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Just, you know, mischief. He had a felony when he was 14.
But a felony is more than mischief.
Okay, just let me finish. I agree. I don't think you should be in the military. Well, guess what? They called him back. And they said, you know what, we can take care of this for you. And we can pay all your fines off for you. This will be your bonus. Can you believe it? Now, I told him, they're lying. They can't do that. But that's what they're promising. He's got a baby on the way. Where do you think he'll go if he goes into the infantry?
Well, he's going to get the promise in writing?
Of course. Well, yeah, that's what he says. But this is what they're promising him.
Well, no, it doesn't shock me. But as I said originally, as I said in the beginning, you know, a felony is not mischief.
When you're 14,
mischief is a misdemeanor.
Okay, we could mince words on that. My point is that the military is doing this now. This is what we're down to as far as recruiting people.
Yes, because they're hard up.
That's
because
right.
People don't want to get involved. Because as Ryan and Boulder said yesterday, which was the best call of the morning, there is a general mistrust of the commander in chief. So nobody wants to be associated with or wants to be involved in the wrong war of choice led by the wrong team, which equates out to the wrong situation. So people are running from it. They don't want to get involved in it.
You're right. This is our country. Our young people don't even want to fight for it anymore.
Well, because they don't trust the commander chief. Do you trust him?
Oh, hell no.
Well,
no,
there you go.
No, I don't trust him as far as I could throw him.
So we need a change.
You brought that right.
And we'll get
Everybody
one.
Needs to vote.
I agree 100%. Thanks for the call, Sandra. Have
You're
a good
welcome.
Weekend.
Bye.
Let's go to Ken on I-25. Ken, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I really enjoy your show, Jay. I have a question. I'm already reading The Nation, and I was hoping that maybe you could suggest some other publications that support the Democratic progressive side.
Yeah, there's a great one called American Prospect.
Terrific, and that's local, or that's available here locally, of course.
I think so. It should be on newsstands. If it's not, you can go to the internet and subscribe there. It's a great publication put out by Robert Reich, who was the Treasury Secretary under Clinton. There's also another good one called Mother Jones. There's a ton of good ones out there. The New Republic has a tendency to be a tad bit conservative at times, but I find it thought-provoking. I like it.
Thank you very much. You have a good day, sir.
Sure. Thanks. A couple of lines open here at 303-713-7600. Anybody else got any magazine suggestions too? Did I leave anything out? There's The Progressive out of Madison, Wisconsin. That's another good one. I'm trying to think of what I get. I get Counterpunch. There's a bunch of them out there that are really good. But if I left out your favorite magazine, feel free to call. Because it is open phones and we can talk about anything you want to talk about. And if I left one out, please chime in. And I'm trying to think if I left any of them out. Progressive, American Prospect, Nation. I like the New Republic. They got an excellent editorial in this week's edition of it about national health care. But there's got to be some others that are out there. Mother Jones, there's got to be some others out there, though, that I've... Oh, you know who else has good articles from time to time? It's not really a progressive publication, but they do have some good ones. Rolling Stone has some good ones, too, and a good way to keep track of the music world, too. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's 716, 16 after 7, AM 760. Progressive Talk. Good morning. Good to have you along this morning.
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Services' Leaf Defier gutter protection system keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty and a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
A new problem that might slow you down this morning. Southbound I-25, right around Alameda, we have a left lane stall. The tow trucks are on the scene trying to get that one cleared out of the way, but it is going to cause a little bit of a problem for you this morning. Also, if you're headed through the Aurora area, southbound I-225, you stop and go from Islip to Mississippi, then further down the freeway from Yosemite to right where I-25 connects. Your weather today, partly cloudy this morning. More clouds possible in the afternoon, the high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, the low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of thunderstorms, the high around 50. Right now, it's 30 degrees. I'm Karen Kelly on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
718, 18 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's matching down incentive is back. and in a big way, up to $1,500. So if you got $1,500 put down, they'll match it, and it's like having $3,000. So $1,000, and they'll match it, and it's like having $2,000. $500, they'll match it, and it's like having $500. It's like having $1,000. Boy, you can see why Mary does the adding in the family. Rocky's Autos, where they got the cleanest late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, SUVs, and vans in all of Colorado. Largest selection, over 500 units on the lot. Anything you can think of, Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Mary and I have been buying cars from Rocky's since the early 90s. We just bought one two or three weeks ago. And, you know, we're thrilled with it. And Every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Good folks out of Rockies. Can't stop talking about my friends out there, like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv and Spanky and Gerard Menard and Kobe and all the gang out there. Over 100 employees dedicated to and making your buying experience number one. And they've been family-owned and operated since 1982, so they're going on 25 years of business. You can also check them out on the Internet at rockiesautos.com. You can see the inventory there, pre-qualify for a car loan, and read about their business philosophy. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but if you know, you get there close to 8, they'll stay late and take care of you. Rocky's Autos, they're just good people from A to Z, and it's a great place to buy a car. And you know what? They're my friends, and I'm proud of it. And they're also big supporters of this program and this radio station. So check them out. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. Big sign right there, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth, unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work, routine. Dancing to work, unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast, routine. Fresh Baked Power Bagel, unroutine. Fresh Baked Power Bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Rancho breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
Back to Jay Marvin, a guy with more issues than a magazine rack on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Oh, here you go. This is like the only Cream song we ever play, though. That's because Turk likes this, Born Under a Bad Sign. Right, is that the only reason we play this one?
Born Under a Bad Sign.
I mean, come on, don't we have any other Cream to play?
Since I began to crawl. It wasn't a bad love.
7:21, 21 minutes after 7. High today, 52. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. Let's go to Jeff on I-25. Jeff, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Pretty good. I got to say I'm a huge fan of the show.
Oh, you're most kind. Thank you.
I listen to it every morning on my drive to work, and I usually have my station turned to 760 all during the day, too. So
thank you very much.
No problem. I really appreciate the show you guys put out. It's a really great, and I'm really glad the message is spreading. It sounds like everything's falling apart for everybody.
Well, you know, it's just a question of whether the Democrats, it's a question of whether we can capitalize on Bush's problems here. And I don't know, with the lack of signing on to the Feingold situation, sometimes I wonder.
I wonder, too. It seems like our party's kind of lost a little backbone over the last 12 years or so when they've gotten beaten too many times.
I agree.
So I have a quick thing to promote, if I can, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead, sure.
I'm a bass player for a classic rock band that plays here in town all around. We've been playing for about 4 years. We got a gig tonight at a bar called the Putt and Pub, and I just wanted to promote the big hurrah for Paddy's Day. And say that, you know, my band's going to be playing classic rock tunes, a lot of Stone stuff that you like.
Oh, good for you.
A lot of Springsteen, a lot of Mellencamp type stuff. So we're going to be playing a whole bunch of stuff and a lot of requests. So just thought I'd throw that out there. The club is called the Putt and Pub. It's on Colfax and Wadsworth out in, like, Lakewood.
All right, and what time does this whole thing start?
It's going to start about 8 o'clock tonight and probably run till 12, maybe even 1 o'clock in the morning. So we'll be playing all night long.
Sounds like a plan, man. How long has this band been together?
We've been together a little over 4 years, coming up on 4.5, I think. And just a good group of guys that just like to play and really talented musicians. And we all take turns singing. And it's just a really fun night all the way around.
Man, I admire anybody who can play a musical instrument. Now, what instrument do you play?
I actually, in this band, I play the bass, but I actually play and teach 10 different instruments.
You play 10 different instruments?
Yeah, professionally, yeah.
Man, how can you play 10? I can't even barely play one. How can you play 10?
I just started picking them up when I was in college, and I actually majored in music in college, and I started picking up instruments, and all of a sudden it just all clicked, and now I can pick up anything and do pretty well at it.
All right, here we go. Favorite band of all time?
Mine?
Yeah.
I would have to say... I'm kind of a younger cat, so probably either Primus or Nirvana. But
well, you know what? I can go with Nirvana. Not my favorite of all time, but I like Nirvana. I like Primus, too, but you know what mine is.
The Stones.
Yeah.
Of course.
Definitely.
Of course.
All right, Jeff. Hey, thank you, man. Call again.
No problem. Will do. You have a great time.
Okay, you too. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
See you later. Yeah. We never, you know, we're so busy talking about politics and stuff on this program. We never talk about music. We also never talk about movies. And I wonder if that that John Fonte, a novel adaptation called Ask the Dust, I wonder if that opens this weekend. Because I didn't look at the movie section this morning. And I really want to go see that. And I read the book years ago. And I really want to go see it. And we never ever talk about music either. And you know what we should do? One morning, I should come in here. And we should just talk about culture and about music and about movies. And I got a feeling, too, that people who listen to this show are pretty literate, pretty highly read. And, you know, I should make you tell me what your all-time favorite book is, too. And because that would be like a really, really hard one for me. My all-time favorite book. You know, I'd have to think about that. And then you have to get down to the delineation of fiction or nonfiction, or both, or can you have them all together? Because I have to say my favorite fiction book, my favorite novel, well, the one that ranks right up there would be Under the Volcano by Malcolm Lowry. I love that novel. Or 1984 by George Orwell. I like that too. Now, nonfiction would be a little rougher. I like the biography of Che Guevara by John Lee Anderson. The Age of Anxiety by Haynes Johnson would be another one. And I'm trying to think of what else would be out there. See, I should do that with you. I should make you call me and give me one fiction and one nonfiction book that you believe is essential reading that everybody should have read. Oh, What's the Matter with Kansas by Thomas Frank? Yeah, that's also another good one. You're right about that. Manufacturing Consent by Noam Chomsky is another one. Screenwriter Wars by, I believe her name is Lynn Schwartz, is another one about the blacklist years. All right, let's get back on the phones. Here's Jerry in Denver. He's got some publications. Jerry, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, here's some suggestions.
Okay, good.
Don't give up on Harper's. You know, they sponsored a symposium on an impeachment.
That's right. I'd forgotten about them. You're right. Harper's is a good magazine.
And Vanity Fair this month is pretty good. Lots of interesting articles.
Yeah, Vanity Fair is good. But sometimes Vanity Fair is too... I don't know what the word is I'm trying to find here.
It's uneven.
Yeah.
This week or this month, there might be a half a dozen that we'd be interested in. Some months, it's not worth it. And also, have you ever heard of Washington Observer?
Are you talking about Washington Monthly?
No, the Washington Observer.
No, I never have.
Newsletter that comes out. They're really good, well-researched. There's the Liberal Opinion and Progressive Populist. Have you ever heard of those?
Yes, I take the Progressive Populist.
You take Liberal Opinion?
No.
Well, it's very similar. I think the Populist is maybe a little harder edged than Liberal Opinion. But,
right.
Then LBO. Do you ever take the
Luck Business Observer?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Doug Henwood.
He's a frequent guest on this show.
Yeah, he's worth listening to. Center for Defense Information.
No, I don't get that.
Well, they'll give you really accurate information about the defense establishment, and Vinny is on their board, and General Wilhelm, Lawrence Korb, people like that, John Newhouse.
Right.
These are really reliable people, and they'll expose a lot of the stuff that comes out from von Rumsfeld.
What about Z Magazine? Is that still around?
Well, I get advertisements. I don't take it, but I think they're still publishing.
Yeah, I get advertisements for it too, but I also don't take it.
Then, if you want bumpers and things like that, there's an outfit called Northern Sun. They have bumper stickers, T-shirts, plaques.
Yeah, I get all my bumper stickers at All American Vogue.
They have a big catalog, Northern Sun.
Yeah, they've been around a long time.
And I suggested to them that what we need is a bumper sticker that just says "Had Enough." That's
yeah.
What the Republicans used against us in 1946.
Well, you know what? Maybe we need to get back to that. Jerry, thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'm running out of time, but I appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, All American Vogue's got good bumper stickers and stuff. And I'm going to follow my idea, because I've got one of these. A guy gave me a bumper sticker last Friday at Dimitri's. I put it on my car that says, "Don't blame me, I voted for Kerry." And then, you know, the other thing I'm going to do, I'm going to get an American flag sticker and put it on my car. Just show the right wing and the Republicans that you want to know something? You don't have any corner on patriotism. You don't have a corner on it. You know what? There's no way, so don't even try. Okay. 303-713-7600. More of your phone calls coming up. 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with Karen Kelly.
Thank you, Jay. Do have just slow traffic this morning. No wrecks or stalls to get in your way. If you're Denver bound on US 36 between Federal and I-25, stop and go traffic there. Also eastbound I-70 between Sheridan and Brighton. You're going to see some brake lights there as well. Now, if you're headed through Aurora, southbound I-225, you're running a little slow between Iliff and Mississippi, then further down the highway between Yosemite and right where I-25 connects. Your weather today, partly cloudy this afternoon, the high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, more clouds, the low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers or thunderstorms, the high around 50. Right now, it's 31 degrees. I'm Karen Kelly on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's National Trade-In Days at Golfsmith. Bring in your old clubs and you could receive 30% more trade-in value that you can use toward new clubs or anything else in...
The Victory American Grill and Bar serves brunch to dinner all day long. A large, eclectic menu and atmosphere makes the Victory American Grill stand out from the crowd, one block off the 16th Street Mall. Offering a daily $6.95 Victory lunch special, as well as a great March special of a sirloin burger and a Killian's Red for $8.95. Accepting all coupons associated with their sister store, Sam's No. 3. Victory American Grill and Bar on 15th and Curtis. For more info, visit victoryamericangrill.com.
About peer pressure and alcohol, but should also set a good example for them to follow. This is how we can make a difference right now in our community. This is from Lou Zier Insurance, your farmer's life and casualty representative. For help with your personal insurance needs, call 978-1770. That's Lou Zier Insurance at 7968 South Depew Street in Littleton.
7:31, 29 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk, who produces this show, is making fun of the brace I have on my hand. Is like, what, I look like a bowler? Is that what you're thinking? You know, I look like Pete Weber? You know, I'm going to throw strikes? Hey, I used to be a fairly good bowler one time. I say I used to be. That was like a long time ago. Hey, check this out. In a study of 100 Medicare patients, even the most highly stressed pet owners went to the doctor 21% less often than non-owners. You know something? Dogs have a lot to do with the quality of your life. I mean, they really do. And they're fabulous, fabulous friends. I mean, they're more than pets. They're just fabulous, fabulous friends. And your dog will keep you healthy. And you can keep your dog healthy. You know why? Simple thing. Exercise. Like, found out now, you know what? I'm starting to try to walk with Coco, because I don't want to walk by myself. So I take Coco, our Welsh Corgi, for a walk, and that's just one of the ways that Coco and I are trying to improve our health. It improves her health, and it improves mine, too. But you know another way We improve Coco's health by feeding Coco Purina One. You know, that's one way we do it, by making sure that she eats right. And that with Purina One's natural blends, you can't lose. Real white meat chicken, brown rice, steam cooked to help lock in the flavor and nutrients. And you know what? It sounds like something that you'd have at your house. It sounds like Oriental food that you have at your house. But you know what? It's for your dog. The new Purina One Natural Blends start with high-quality natural ingredients, including white meat and chicken, as a first ingredient, oatmeal, brown rice, plus soy and canola oils. And these ingredients are carefully selected for their natural nutrient content and steam-cooked at the start to help maintain vitamins and minerals and flavor naturally. Try it for 30 days and see if a natural dog food can help your dog's own health. And you know what? You'll notice the difference, because we notice the difference in Jackson and Coco, and we've been feeding them Purina One since the very beginning. We just can't wait to start feeding them this new natural blend. You know what? Natural dog food, hey, it's the way to go. And if it sounds right for your dog, then try Purina One Natural Blends and see if it can change your dog's health for the better naturally. It's available now, Purina One Natural Blends, in the white bag. So call for more information, and you'll receive a free 6.5-pound bag, a free coupon for a 6.5-pound bag of this new natural dog food. Don't wait. Call now, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK or 1-888-606-BARK. Call today.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth, unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work, routine. Dancing to work, unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast, routine. Fresh-baked power bagel, unroutine. Fresh-baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You know what? Like a crappy AM radio station, or like a disgusting XM or Sirius, we can't even play the full version of this. We start with like the edited version. The Honey Heavy. 7:36, 24 minutes in front of 8. This show is in serious trouble. I want you to know that right now. High today, 52, intermittent clouds. This is the only hit Iron Butterfly ever had. How would you like us to walk around and like you're the lead singer of Iron Butterfly? Hi, I used to sing with Iron Butterfly. What do you mean you don't remember me? And oh, yeah, that's right. You had that Engata DeVita song, right? Should we play like the whole 17 minutes of it? I don't think so. People holding on the phones probably don't like it. Oh, hold my hand. Boy, you know what this makes me want to do? It makes me want to get a black light in the studio. Oh, you know, on the poster with all the Walt Disney characters in all kinds of obscene positions. Okay, never mind. Let's move on to something more pertinent. Back on the phones, we go to Nick in Lakewood. Nick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Nick, no problem.
Hey, listen, I listen to 760 all day long.
Well, thank you.
I come here to listen to the truth. See, I called because last night I was watching national news on Channel 7,
mm-hmm.
and they said that the national debt was raised to $9 trillion.
Yep.
And the lady that was giving the news said that that was $3 trillion higher than when Bush took office. Did we not have a balanced budget when Bush took office?
Actually, we had a surplus.
But that's not what they reported last night on the news. They reported that there was $6 billion in debt when Bush took over, and he's added $3 billion to it.
Well, you know what? You got him busted. Now call Channel... What channel was it?
7.
Well, now call Channel 7 and complain.
I'm going to do that. I just figured I'd call and let you know. So I knew I was on base by saying we were even, but we had a surplus. But that's just bad reporting.
Well, you know, they do this stuff all the time. I mean, that's one of the reasons why we have Media Matters on every Tuesday, because they do it all the time. They do it on a national level. They do it, you know, in a manner sometimes that is very subliminal. I'll give you an example. Last night I was watching Oberman, as I normally do, And they had this guy, and I think his name was David Grower. I can't remember his name anyway, but he's like their Pentagon expert or something, who was talking about this Operation Swarmer. And he was on there saying, and of course it's working and it's a big success. And I thought to myself, but wait a minute, how do you know? You haven't been there.
Right.
And what proof do you have other than what's fed to you by the Pentagon? And what the Pentagon gives you, is that a reliable source 99.99% of the time? Or has the Pentagon, you know, fed what has turned out later to be not true information? And once again, and Oberman didn't challenge him on it. And it just kind of went. So if you're not watching TV and critically thinking, then you would walk away and you would go, oh, Operation Swarmer, yeah, sure, it's underway and it's a great success.
Right, absolutely. See, also on that Fine Soul Act, I called Bob Probe, Wayne Allard, and Ken Salazar's office and tried to get our senators on board. I also called Wayne Allard's office and asked for an apology. I didn't get a response, and I called back to Ken Salazar and told him I was disappointed that he hasn't got aboard with the Fine Soul Act.
What did his office say?
They just took my information, said they'd pass it on.
Yeah.
I just kind of reminded them. I know they don't know me personally, but I walked in Golden with Ken Salazar when he was walking in Golden. I passed literature out. I made donations for his campaign, and I'm kind of disappointed in the fact that he hasn't stood up and be counted. You know, I don't like anybody can be intimidated by this Republican regime because we've got to get rid of these people.
Well, I think a lot of us are disappointed. I think a lot of us are disappointed. I think a lot of us are frustrated. I think a lot of us feel that, you know, there's just no representation here and that they don't listen to us. And certainly Allard doesn't. And response I got back from Allard from the email was to try to justify Bush's actions in the NSA spying situation, not to confront my complaint, which was that he smeared Feingold. He never even wanted to get into that. So, you know,
right.
Wayne Allard is, he is what he is. And
he's a dud.
We just have to make a change in 08. That's all. We just have to get rid of him.
Right, right. We got to get rid of Bush and got to get rid of Cheney.
You got it, man. All right, Nick. Thank you, bud.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate it. Let's go to Marshall in Arvada. Marshall, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hey, Marshall. How are you?
I think what that news article was talking about is there's the debt which is accumulated over time, you know, from Reagan and Bush 1. And Clinton paid that down, but he didn't pay down all of it. And the deficit is the 1 year. That's just the 1 year debt that we have accumulated. That's the budget for 1 year. That's the plus or minus. And Clinton had a surplus, but that was, you know, for each year there was a surplus. He hadn't paid down the entire debt.
Oh, I was under the impression that he paid it all down.
Oh, no. Reagan accumulated a ton of it, but we were on track to pay it down because we had the surpluses that were, you know, chipping away on it every year.
Yeah, and you're right about that.
And Bush has reversed that, and now, you know, they talk about the deficit. They don't want to talk about the debt. They want to talk about the one-year deficit. That's 1 year. That's the debt we have accumulated for 1 year that we've added on to our existing, obligation.
Well, you know what? That's not a, you know, what you're saying is true. And I'll tell you something else. It gets on my nerve. I'm tired of their excuses. I'm tired of the Republicans' excuses. Starting, this is the big one that they used to give all the time. That, well, you know, there was 9/11, and then after 9/11, the economy went bad, and blah blah blah. No. Why can't they just confront? Why can't they confront their own spending habits?
Well, the thing is Democrats have tried to introduce pay-as-you-go legislation. I think a couple of years in a row, and it always gets, you know, struck down by this Republican Congress. And the reason is they don't want to tell people that they're going to have to pay for, you know, these taxes, you know, the tax increase that they're putting on my generation. They don't want to tell people the truth. They want to pretend. Oh, look, we'll just, you know, give all this money out and pretend that there isn't consequences to it. And, you know, the pay-as-you-go would have made it so if you reduce revenue, you've also got to reduce outlays. You've got to reduce spending on some level. And the Republicans don't want to do it because they don't want to be honest with the American people.
Yeah, you're right about that. They don't. And that they, you know, Bush operates on the premise of promise everybody everything, fulfill nothing, tell the truth about nothing. And hopefully this stuff will go away. And the fact is, you're right, it's not going to go away. It's only going to get worse.
The reason I called is I want to talk about the Boulder School District basically restricting recruiters.
Sure.
And I tried to get in earlier this week, and your lines were on fire. I'm pretty savvy about getting in, and it was I couldn't do it. So it was a hot topic, but it just disturbs me. It's like a knee-jerk reaction because the military is just doing their job. They do what they're told to do. They just want to come home and be with their family after that. That's the only thing they want. It just seems like a knee-jerk reaction from the Boulder School District. It isn't really evaluating. The policy is the problem. The military isn't the problem. The military just does its job. The policy coming from this administration tells the military what to do. That's the problem.
Yeah, you know what? 100%. Home run on your part. That's exactly right. And it's what Ryan and Boulder yesterday said. It's really true that all of these things are all connected to the fact that nobody trusts the administration and nobody trusts the leadership, so everything is tinged, including the military. Well, you know what, Marshall? You're absolutely correct, man. You're bullseye again.
Well, the thing is that there was that one lady on that was saying that you're not ready to kill someone until you're 30 or something.
Right.
I wanted to ask her, at what age are you ready to kill another human being? Tell me, at what age? I mean, I don't think you're ever ready to kill another human being. I mean, just to put some arbitrary age on that is just absurd.
You know what? Listen. I agree, but I didn't want to be accused of being too harsh on her, so I let it go, and it gets into one of these things where you're damned if you do, and you're damned if, but you and I are on the same page.
And this is exactly the reason I cut Boulder out of my 760 bumper sticker. It just says Progressive Talk underneath the main logo now, because they do this knee-jerk stuff all the time, and it just infuriates me, and I'm going to support your radio station, and I'm going to be proud to be listening to your radio station, but it shouldn't just say Progressive Talk underneath it.
Well, that's what we do call ourselves, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, it says Boulder right in front of it, which it's just how I feel. And I feel like until they realize where the problem originates from, I'm not going to be associated with people like that.
Well, I agree. I mean, extremism, it's like, I don't want to pick on the guy, but the guy who called me last hour and was claiming that those photographs are, of women and children who are bound and shot in the back of the head, and, this extremism that creeps in on this radio station every once in a while, what it does is, it's just killing us, in the battle of hearts and minds with the rest of the populace to get them to see that this country is on the wrong track, and these knee-jerk reactions, Marshall, which you're bringing up, are absolutely right. You know what, man? You are the man, Marshall. You are the man of the day. I appreciate the call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. He's right about that. He's right about that, these knee-jerk reactions. All right, it's 7:46, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock. It's AM 760. It's Progressive Talk, and it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, at 303-713-7600. Thank you for hanging out with us. Don't think we take it for granted. We appreciate you being here.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
No extra stalls to slow you down this morning, just your usual delays. Southbound I-225, if you're headed through Aurora, you stop and go from Iliff to Mississippi, then from Yosemite to where I-25 connects. Also, northbound I-25 running a little slow as well this morning from Bellevue to Colorado. Keep in mind that today is St. Paddy's Day, and the DUI enforcement will be out in full effect. Several checkpoints throughout the Metro Denver area, and that will run until Sunday. Your weather today? Partly cloudy this afternoon, the high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, clouds, the low in the 20s. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of thunderstorms.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, one free bottle to everyone that calls now. You know how important fish oil really is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil capsules to the public. I'm giving away a free bottle to anyone that calls today. Look, if If you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. Try it, and I know you'll feel the difference. In fact, our fish oil capsules have 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Get yourself a free bottle by calling 1-800-771-7544. 1-800-771-7544. That's 1-800-771-7544.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? And what about all the money you spent on them? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. The world's leading authority on the science of smell and taste has developed a new weight loss method that doesn't involve dieting, exercise, or drugs. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. Sprinkle Thin is unlike any weight loss product on the market. It's the only system that lets you eat all your favorite foods without counting calories or taking dangerous drugs. Sprinkle Thin is so revolutionary, you have to try it to believe it. That's why we want to send you a free trial of Sprinkle Thin, so you can see for yourself that this is the world's easiest way to lose weight. Just call 1-800-381-3275. Lose the weight while you eat. For your free trial, call 1-800-381-3275. That's 1-800-381-3275.
It's coming soon, Lifeline Church in Broomfield.
I'm Pastor James Greggs, inviting you to Lifeline, your family's new church. Come by our kickoff service and meet your community and make new friends. Learn about Lifeline Church and our unique and energetic style at denversnewchurch.com.
Go to denversnewchurch.com to find out about our God and Gas contest. Look for Lifeline kickoff service invitation in your mail or join us Saturday, April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Broomfield Community Center. For information, call 720-887-3353 or go to denversnewchurch.com.
Hey guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a 3-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
1-800-900-8313.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 751, 9 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. High today, 52, intermittent clouds. Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's open phones, and we jump right back to the phones. We go to Kelly in Aurora. Kelly, thank you for waiting. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
And a good Paddy's Day to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I was reading the paper and listening to the radio the other day, and they were talking about the bill that's currently going through Congress about the immigration. It's kind of a remake on the Kennedy bill. And
the Kennedy-McCain bill, you mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And anyhow, you know, I'm a Republican, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to give credit where credit's due. I think they're really looking at it realistically. I don't necessarily like all the provisions in it, but at least they're addressing the damn problem.
Yeah, I agree with you. I like the bill. I think it's realistic. I only hope it has a good chance to pass. There's a competing bill out there. John Cornyn's one of the signers, and I can't remember who the other one is on the Republican side. But the Kennedy-McCain bill seems to be pretty reasonable, and let's hope it goes through, because we've got to, at one point or another, we've got to address this immigration problem.
Well, we need to so badly. I mean, I'm married to an immigrant that became an American citizen, and my children the same way. And I can tell you that they're good people. There's nothing wrong with the fact we are made of immigrants. But we do need to place controls upon our borders and our society and to keep the American way and American dream going. We need to bring and embrace these people so they can be part of it, and they will assume that thing of, you know, what America is, instead of singling out this bunch is bad, this bunch is good, because in reality, you have to view every one of them individually. We don't want to keep everybody that wants to necessarily come here, but we do need to take care of those people that are here and are just like us.
Well, if anything, we need to know who's here.
Yes.
I mean, you know, now more than ever, we need to know who's entering the country. I mean, that's, you know, that's the primary thing. And there's nothing wrong with coming here and wanting to become or having the desire to come here and be and, you know, partake of the American dream. But you got to do it legally. That's the whole thing. And for security reasons, we got to know who's here.
Yeah, my wife waited over 4 years with a diversity lotto to come to the United States just to meet, you know, for her quota game.
Where is she from originally?
She's from Eastern Europe, Ukraine.
Mm. Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's, like I said, it's hard. She's a very well-educated woman. She has a master's degree, and she worked for me as a housekeeper because her English was poor, and that's all she could do. But she had two kids to take care of, and she knew life was going to be difficult, and working was never one of the issues to her. She went out, did what was needed, and she's got a good job now. She's, you know, she's totally American in that respect. I mean, she loves her home and her family's back there, but, you know, she'll tell you she's an American.
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with it as long as, A, we know who's here, and, B, people come here, you know, and can do it, you know, can do it legally. There's nothing wrong with it because we are a nation of immigrants, and immigrants have helped build this country, and sometimes I think, you know, we lose sight of that. Kelly, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Hey.
All right, let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How you been?
Well, I'm hanging in here.
Yeah, good. Say a couple of suggestions on books and magazines.
Okay, go ahead.
Best magazine is Mad Magazine. They've got great political satire at times.
Okay.
And then a four-page newsletter that's great is called the Hightower Lowdown.
Oh, Jim Hightower.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I like him a lot.
Little four-page newsletter, yeah. And then two books. One is Martin Luther King Jr.'s book, Strength to Love.
Mm-hmm.
And then a book, one called MODOK. It's a real inspirational story about the greatest elephant that ever lived.
You know what? I had never heard of that, but I'll definitely have to go Google it and check it out.
Yeah, MODOK. It's just a great, great story. Great story. True story about the greatest elephant that ever lived. Yeah. And then the most recent movie I saw that's really worth seeing is the World's Fastest Indian with what's his name? Oh, I can't think of his name right now. But anyways, I wanted to talk about the military. I'm a pacifist, and I see the military as being inherently evil.
Why do you see the military as being inherently evil?
Well, because from where I come from, I just see it as it's a place that, when you come right down to it, trains people to kill in case of war. It dehumanizes people. It takes people's.
Do you reject the idea that the nations do have a that they do have a need for self-defense?
They have a need for self-defense, but I believe in movements like Martin Luther King's, Gandhi. I would die in a nonviolent movement.
All right. So if America were attacked, if we were bombed, if somebody were to set off a nuclear weapon, or we were to undergo a land invasion, which in this day and age the chances of that happening are pretty minimal. But if it were, what would you suggest we do?
We do what Gandhi or Martin Luther King did.
All right, but not all of us agree with Martin Luther King and Gandhi on that. And because we don't, does that make us all inherently evil?
Well, Jay, I don't think, see, this is just my opinion. I don't think we ever, ever
have the right to take another human being's life.
Okay, I agree. All right, I see that. But you know what? Because we don't, because I don't see things like you see things, and because people in the military don't see things like you see them, does that make them inherently evil?
No, I said the military establishment.
All right, hang on. We're not done yet. Hang on through the news.
All right.
We'll settle this on the other side.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Dave Casey and Thornton Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Kathan.
It really marks a change, and it marks an evolution.
Lieutenant General Peter Corelli says Operation Swarmer means more Iraqi troops can get into rural areas to track down insurgents. And so far, 31 have been detained since the sweep north of Baghdad began yesterday, and weapons storehouses have been uncovered.
Everything from 120-millimeter rockets to 107-millimeter rockets, 130-millimeter projectiles, mortars, and munitions.
There's word the U.S. Navy will send 1,000 sailors into Iraq and Afghanistan to fill gaps in the Army and Marine Corps.
Right now, the type of individual soldier we need on the ground is the truck driver, is the engineer, is the person that's going to help out building the country, and that person does not exist in force in the active duty nor in the reserve forces.
CBS News military analyst Mike Lyons. New twist in the story of the government lawyer who's accused of compromising the sentencing trial of Zacharias Moussaoui. CBS's Barry Bagnato says lawyers for 9/11 families allege she was trying to shape witness testimony so it would help the two airlines they're suing.
9/11 victims accused government lawyer Carla Martin of trying to protect American and United Airlines from lawsuits. The airlines argue 9/11 wasn't preventable. At Moussaoui's trial, prosecutors said it might have been. Lawyers for victims claim an airline's attorney sent Martin the trial transcript. She improperly emailed it to potential aviation witnesses with tips on testifying. If the judge doesn't reverse an order barring those witnesses, the effort to win a death penalty for Moussaoui will likely end. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Top marks for 7 sport utility vehicles in the latest government crash tests, performing well in front end and side impact tests. But no SUVs or pickups got top scores in rollover testing. A UN tribunal in The Hague says test results confirm the late Slobodan Milosevic was not poisoned. The former Yugoslav leader died over the weekend of a heart attack in his jail cell. Lighting up outside is going up in smoke in one California city. CBS's Steve Futterman has more.
Beginning today, Calabasas will ban smoking on sidewalks, at bus stops, in any public area where others might be exposed to smoke. Barry Groveman is a member of the Calabasas City Council.
This is not a cigarette ban. This is an effort to reduce the exposure or eliminate the exposure of secondhand smoke to other members of the public.
There will be specifically designated areas where smokers will be allowed to smoke. Repeat offenders of the new law face potential fines of up to $500 or even jail. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Calabasas, California.
It was early morning gunfire outside a Denny's restaurant in Anaheim. One person killed, another injured. Police say it happened after a fight between two large groups of people. It's the third fatal shooting at a Southern California Denny's this week. Wall Street in the early going. The Dow is up 20. The NASDAQ is off 1. This is CBS News.
If you have allergies, discover new Allivert Citrus Burst. The instant it touches your tongue, it bursts into action. And you know allergy relief is on its way. New Allivert Citrus Burst is non-drowsy 24-hour relief in a great-tasting, quick-dissolving tablet. Get the allergy relief you need to keep going. Try new quick-dissolving Allivert Citrus Burst. Experience the relief. Use as directed.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Give someone special to you the gift that will be remembered for years to come. Name a star after them. The Star Registry will name a star after anyone on your gift list for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. It's the perfect gift for birthdays, weddings, and just about any occasion. Give the ultimate gift. Call the Star Registry at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com. We proudly support the Starlight Starbright Children's Foundation.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, we did have a stall westbound I-70 right around Peoria. It was in the left lane, and it has been cleared from the roadway, but you're still jammed back to about I-225. Southbound I-225, stop and go through Aurora from Iliff to Mississippi, then further down the freeway from Yosemite to where I-25 connects. And if you're Denver bound on US 36, you're going to see some brake lights from Federal to I-25. Your weather today, partly cloudy this afternoon, the high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, more clouds, the low in the 20s. Tomorrow,
Friday nights on NBC has it all.
This is going to be fun.
First is Deal or No Deal, America's favorite game show.
Open the case.
Followed by the hottest show on TV, Las Vegas, now on Fridays.
I'm going to make you a star.
Then, TV's next great drama, Conviction. From Newsweek and TV Guide to People magazine, critics are calling it forceful, compelling, one of the shows you've got to see.
You withheld vital information from another prosecutor.
Friday nights, Deal or No Deal, Las Vegas and Conviction, all new tonight on NBC.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing One Lucky Workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net. am760.net.
Here you go.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate, noon to two Saturdays, with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, noon to two each Saturday.
Faster than a Republican's Lexus, more powerful than a K Street lobbyist, able to leap tall lies in a single bound. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, it's 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 52. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. Open phones underway, 303-713-7600. Once again, I've been saying this all morning. If you've received one of these robocalls about your state legislator, and if it shows up on your answering machine, let's say it's there when you come home from work or you've been out or whatever, don't erase it. Get in touch with us because we would love to get a sample of one of these robocalls. And we're going to get more into the robocall issue coming up this coming week and what the GOP is doing as a kind of slash and burn tactic in order to try to get a hold of the state legislature. And Angie Piccioni, Marilyn Musgrave, of course, that's a congressional race, ran the robocall business against her. And then Morgan Carroll had it done against her. And there's been others that have had it done against them. I believe there have been 10 Democrats on the state level that have had it done. And we would love to get a copy of these robocalls so that we could play them on the air so that the public, you know, you and we could all hear what the GOP is up to and what the GOP considers to be fair campaign tactics, quote-unquote, holding the Democrats accountable, not having these discussions in public, but basically going and trying to, screw legislators in their districts. So I want to play that Morgan Carroll interview. I want to play it, and we'll see if we can get it on this hour, see if we have time. If not, I'll do it in the next hour sometime. All right, let me go back to Paul Endeavor, who's trying to make the case that because he's a pacifist, that the military is inherently evil. All right, continue to develop this fascinating theory.
Hi, Jay.
Yeah, go ahead and continue to develop this fascinating theory that the people in the military are inherently evil.
No, Jay, I'm saying that the military establishment and what it stands for is evil. The people who go into it they go into it for a variety of different reasons. As you've talked about on your show, lots of people go into the military. Lots of young, poor people go into the military to improve their lives because our society and our country doesn't do what it's supposed to do and put the money where it's supposed to put the money. So these young men don't have to go in the military to pursue a decent career or a decent education. That's part of the problem. But the people who go into the military aren't evil. They go in for a variety of reasons. Some of the people go in to quote unquote protect our freedoms and our liberties and our democracy.
Once again, every country has a need for a common defense. That doesn't necessarily mean that aggressive behavior is good and that aggressive behavior or wars of choice are correct, but everybody has a need for a defense. So you're saying that in case of a massive attack, that what we should all do is participate in nonviolence.
Exactly.
But what happens if we don't agree with that? What happens if I don't happen to agree with that idea?
Well, that's
does that make me inherently evil?
No, that doesn't make you evil, Jace. Well, part of the problem we don't talk about is that where we as people are on a spiritual plane, on a spiritual level, and there are some of us, and I don't mean to be, you know, sounding like there's some of us out there that are above others, but we all are on a path to whatever's after this life, and so. Some of us have evolved on a conscious level as to thinking that, well, killing is wrong. You can never take another person's life, and that's okay for those kind of people. For those people whose spiritual evolution hasn't gotten to that point yet, well, then they're where they're at, and they will join the military, and they will go fight a war and kill people to protect democracy and protect liberty and protect freedom. You know,
well, if they protect democracy, if they protect liberty, and if they protect freedom in a non-war of choice, in a non-aggressive imperialistic foreign policy, but simply a war of a last resort, then essentially because they haven't reached the quote-unquote higher plane that you're talking about, they're protecting your right to be on that higher plane.
It's an individual thing, though.
But they're protecting your right to be able to be on that higher plane, to call this radio station to express your opinion, to be able to live your life as you do, to be able to get up in the morning, and hopefully live your life without harassment or without anybody dictating to you how you should think, read or feel, and hopefully live a life without fear. So don't you think you're being, to a certain degree, a little bit elitist here?
Well, see, that's what I just said. It's not about elitists. It's about spiritual evolution and where we are evolving as individuals in that spiritual evolution. And all I can say, Jay, is if you read Martin Luther King Jr.'s book, Strength to Love, you'll get a better idea of what I'm talking about. I cannot in my mind say that those people who go off to war and kill thousands of other people so that I can evolve spiritually. I would continue to evolve spiritually irregardless of whether or not those people went off to war to protect my freedoms and liberties. I will still progress as a spiritual person regardless of what they do, quote-unquote, for me. They're not going to get in the way of my progressing as a spiritual person.
If your freedoms are curtailed and you're under threat, then plenty's going to get in the way of your progression.
No, Jay, some people's spiritual evolution has progressed to a higher plane during times of war. A lot of people minds and beliefs have changed around the whole idea of war during wartime. You know? I mean, there's lots of examples of that, and lots of people evolved spiritually to a higher level because of Martin Luther King and because of Gandhi and because of people like that. But you know, we're all on a path, and so we will all do what we think we need to do as we progress on this spiritual path. So, you know, that's just another topic that sometime would be fun to talk about on the air, spiritual evolution and people's, you know, personal beliefs and attitudes about that. And, yeah, so anyway, that's where I'm at, Jay, with all this, as being a pacifist.
Well, I would defend your right to have your belief, but, you know, I simply, you know, just disagree with you. But that's, you know, that's the way things go. Have a good weekend. Appreciate the call.
All right, Jay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Blaine in Denver. Blaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, a couple points. Beth Singer, Jeff Buckley, best book, Seven Pillars of Wisdom, and The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand.
Oh, I can't stand Ayn Rand, but that's okay. That's a matter of taste.
You know, I don't always believe in her philosophies, but all in all, pretty good writer, though every book tends to be exactly the same. Okay, recruiting issue. Having been a Marine, having been recruited, I can tell firsthand some of the stories, but it's not a bad experience. I enjoyed myself at times, didn't enjoy myself at others. But one of the main things is for the lady in Wyoming with her son who's going to join, if she wants him to be an officer, tell him to look into the MESEP program or look into the Naval Academy, because with the Naval Academy, all you have to do is get the appointment from a senator, and you can get in. You've got your college education, and you're going into the military, because the Naval Academy takes care of both naval officers as well as Marine Corps officers.
Hmm.
And MESEP, you can go through boot camp, and they'll still pay for your college. Obviously, you have to talk to the individual recruiter, and they can fill you in on all the details. But those are just a couple pointers, and hopefully she's listening to this. Though, of course, you have to be very, very intelligent to get him to the Naval Academy.
Well, I'm sure her son probably has what it what it takes to get in. I mean, we might as well assume that he does, right?
Well, Jay, I spent over 4 years in the Marine Corps. Never assume anything about the intelligence of Marines.
Well, I don't know. I'm trying very, very hard to assume the positive about most people.
Well, I agree, but I've got firsthand experience.
Well, there you go.
The smartest people I've ever met were Marines, and the dumbest people I've ever met were Marines.
No, the dumbest people in the world are in this business.
Well, yeah, but they're on the other side, Daddy-O. Hey, I sent off an email to Salazar. He sent it back to me, and he had the lamest stance about gathering all the information before he renders a decision. You know, what I say is Ken Nighthorse Salazar needs to be on the vanguard and stand up, you know, and not just be a little a weeping willow. I'm saddened that I even voted for the guy, because he's pathetic and lame.
Yeah, anyway, a lot of people call this program, and a lot of people who I think listen to this radio station have the same feelings about him. You know, they're torn. On one hand, they don't want to vote for Peter Kors, but on the other hand, they're sorry that Salazar was the nominee, and I bet you a lot of people out there wish it had turned out to be Mike Miles.
Yeah, I mean, geez Louise, he's just pathetic. Well, maybe Hickenlooper will be ready when the seat's up next time to run for Senate or something like that.
Yep, that wouldn't be a bad idea. Hey, Blaine,
yeah.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
No problems. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, talk to you. One line open okay, did I get him on? There, I got it off. Well, I don't know. Couldn't get control of the phones there. 303-713-7600, open phones. One line open here. Anything you want to talk about on AM 760 Progressive Talk. That's what Fridays are all about. Monday, we'll look back on Iraq. Because it'll be the third anniversary. Actually, the third anniversary comes on Sunday, but we'll be talking about Iraq on Monday. However, we are going to have a little preview of that with Suzanne Spaulding. We'll have her after 9 o'clock to talk about this Operation Schwarmer and get her view about what's going on in Iraq now 3 years later from first going in. Just think, 3 years later and still no WMDs. Well, if you believe WorldNet Daily, I guess they've all gone to Syria. 8:17, 17 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your progressive station. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Not too bad of a drive at all this morning. No wrecks or stalls to get in your way. Do have plenty of slow traffic all around the Metro Denver area. Southbound I-225, your stop and go from Iliff to Mississippi, then further down the highway from Yosemite to right where I-25 connects. Also, up in the Thornton, North Glen area, southbound I-25 is running a little heavy between 104th to around 84th, and if you're Denver bound on US 36, your stop would go from Federal to where I-25 connects. Your weather today, partly cloudy this afternoon, the high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, more clouds, the low in the 20s. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of shock.
Is replacing your car's windshield on your to-do list? Give Shock Glass a call. They handle the insurance paperwork so you don't have to. Their mobile installers can have your auto glass replaced while you work. Want a discount? Ask your coworkers if they also need their auto glass replaced. For a quick quote, call Kenny Shock at 720-226-4914. Whether for commercial, residential, or auto, give Kenny Shock a call at 720-226-4914.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Ever notice that when you get successful in Denver, two things happen. Your time gets more valuable, and you're more likely to read the Denver Business Journal. This is no coincidence. You can skim the journal's index of names and companies on the move each week in just 5 minutes and have hot leads to move your business forward. Call 303-837-3500 today. That's 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Denver Auto Parts.
Sunday on Lifetime's new hit series, Cheerleader Nation. The pom-poms hit the fan as the competition starts to heat up.
They need a reality check. Their head is getting a little bit big.
Can the team overcome a serious injury?
He wants me to stay out for a month.
A broken heart.
Boys cause so much drama.
And a wild Sweet 16 party.
Don't forget, you were going to try to find me a big red bow to wrap it up like a present.
Don't miss Cheerleader Nation, Sunday at 10, 9 central, only on Lifetime.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
If you're driving on a set of worn-out shocks or struts, then your car won't handle or stop like it should. Play it safe and get to AutoZone. Now, for a limited time at AutoZone, you can save 20, 30, or even 40 bucks on a set of four premium Gabriel shocks or struts after mail-in rebate. Restrictions apply. See store for details. With new shocks and struts, your car will ride a lot better, and your family will be a lot safer. So get in the zone, AutoZone.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Hey, 21, 21 minutes after 8. High today, 52. Intermittent clouds. And it's open phones. And I'm going to get to that Morgan Carroll interview, which we aired yesterday. If you didn't hear it, this is about the robocalls that are going on. And I want to rerun that again. So we'll see if we can rerun it after 8:30. Meanwhile, it's open phones, and let's go to a Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760. Oops, if I can get you on here. Okay, good, Van, you're on. Good morning. Go.
Hey, Jay, what's going on? Thanks
Talk
a lot
to me,
for
man.
Taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about it a long time, and it's taken me a long time to come to this conclusion. And, you know, I hate agreeing with Zell Miller on anything, but I do think we need to bring back the duel. And, you know, let me explain my reasoning. Duels have traditionally been for the wealthy, journalists, and politicians. And, you know, given what's going on in this country, I don't think losing a few politicians or journalists would do us any harm. You know, for instance, you know, if Zell Miller and Chris Matthews would have squared off, I think that it would have been a net benefit for the country regardless of the result.
Now, I know you're being tongue-in-cheek.
Well, you know,
I mean, you can't be serious.
Well, you know, I think I am. You know, we've got a problem with spine in the Democratic Party. And I think that if you look at the Democratic Party and the way they're, you know, unwilling to really stand up, and it's hard to see who's actually, you know, got a spine. I think if the, you know, we brought back the duel and that was part of our politics again, I think that it would help. I mean, seriously, work on some matchups here and tell me how America loses regardless of the result. I mean, if we had Bill Frist, you know, say Bill Frist has to square off against Cokie Roberts, I think that, you know, I mean, net result, benefit to America.
Now, you know, even if it's a voice you disagree with, any time a voice is silenced, it's a loss.
Any time a voice... Now you're sounding like your previous caller.
Well, no, because I think that there's a time and a place and an appropriate place for everything.
For instance, before the Gulf War, Saddam Hussein and his vice president challenged George Bush and Dick Cheney to a duel. And, you know, I think that if they would have settled the whole thing with, you know, Saddam and George and Dick and, you know, Z's squaring off, I think we would have been a lot better off. We would have saved a lot of money. And, you know, it would have gotten rid of at least one tyrant.
Well, you know, anything.
I mean, instead, we're sending our young, you know, the best and the brightest of our country off. We've killed hundreds of thousands of Iraq, you know, over 100,000.
You know, Saddam wasn't a great guy. So anything, and he isn't a great guy. So anything that would have happened to him, I wouldn't have cared one way or the other. But
right.
I don't think. But you know what? On a serious level, if you're being serious with me, I don't think you should advocate duels because people simply just disagree with each other on political, you know, or philosophically. As long as you don't hurt anybody else.
But think about the result too. I mean, I think that, you know, everybody wants everybody to be really careful about what they say. I mean, now you'd actually have some skin in the game, you know? I think that right now, I think the politicians have gotten really, really fat and happy, and they really don't have anything at risk. And I think it would help our national discourse and the quality of our discourse if the journalists and the politicians and the extremely wealthy took up dueling again.
All right, we're just going to have to agree to disagree.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jake.
All right.
Later. Bye.
I just can't get behind that. Bob in Colorado Springs. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm okay. I'm not for dueling, but go ahead.
How about green tequila? That's not really Irish, though, is it?
You know what? I've never seen green tequila. Have you ever seen green tequila?
Yes, I have, with green beers, and I don't think the tequila quite fit in with the Irish.
I've seen green beer before, but you know what? If you've seen green tequila, that's a first to me.
What I was calling about was a couple of things. First of all, your comments on the gentleman that called about the report on the Randy Rhoads and the pictures is you need to read the article.
I did. It said airstrikes.
No, in the Reuters article it says that the witnesses said, which means this goes out to the world and this is not Al Jazeera or something like that news agency, said that U.S. troops landed on the roof, gunned the place up, and then blew it up when they left. And so we can call it airstrikes. We also said there were only three people in there that got killed. So
yeah, what I read was the accompanying article of CNN that said airstrikes. Then what I did was I went in and Googled. I Googled Iraq. I can't remember. Women and children being shot. Mm-hmm. And the only thing I came up with was The Guardian. There was a April 1st, 2003 incident in which I believe three kids, two women, were shot at a checkpoint and killed, and the Marines claimed, or whoever's manning the checkpoint claimed, that they had motioned them to stop and that they hadn't stopped. And the Guardian shed skepticism on that, but I couldn't find anything else. And clearly from the pictures that I saw, they weren't bound and gagged and executed, as the caller alleged.
That was a distortion, obviously. But the thing is that the according to the coroner, and this is a Reuters article, it does in fact say that they were shot, that they were all shot, and then the building was blown up and killed two cows and blew up three cars and a bunch of other stuff. Unfortunately, you know, that's what the world sees of us, and that's the way we are. And this is from a the article I was looking at. There's 11 people in there, and it's a Reuters article out of Iraq. And it's I pulled it up today just from following Randy Rhodes' link. But again, unfortunately, the problem with this is that, you know, we've had a guy over there. We've got this butcher, Negroponte, who was the ambassador over there, and now all of a sudden we have all these death squads running around and finding 80 and 100 bodies found and gagged and shot.
Yeah, 78 the other day.
Yeah, and the coroner in Baghdad had to flee because of the fact that he made the comment that there had been 7,000 bodies turned in this year that had been murdered, execution style. He's left the country for his, fearing for his own safety. So, you know, the war is being run correctly according to the administration over there, and I have to agree with them. This is what they want. And I, you know, this is what they've got. They can keep a turmoil. They can sell lots of weapons over there. It just makes such a horrible mess, and it's just become to the point where, you know, it's just untenable.
And it's I see it differently. I mean, how I see it is that they've got a mess on their hands and that there's ethnic cleansing going on there, and that while there's not, you know, broad out open chaotic civil war, there's a low-grade civil war going on there, and that they can't control it, and they can't put a cap on it, and you've got these private militias. Who's this radical cleric? I can't think of his name now.
But the problem with that is that it's not ethnic cleansing. What you're seeing is you're seeing a power struggle, which means that, you know, the warlords like we've got in Afghanistan are establishing themselves, which means they're gonna take care of the power structure, and that's what they're building.
Yeah, but a lot of it's based along ethnic lines. You've got Sunnis sure. shooting Shia, and Shia shooting Sunnis, and you've got this radical cleric Sadr, I believe. I can't think of his first name. Who now they say controls parts of downtown Baghdad and has his own police force. I mean, what you've got here is an untenable situation in which we cannot, in any way, shape, or form, control.
We basically made it like Somalia.
Yeah, that would be a good example. And we can't get control of it, and we can't put the lid back on it, and now we're stuck. And what happens is, if it breaks out into chaotic open warfare. Between the three, we're caught in the middle. What are we going to do?
We're going to see a continuation just like Somalia, because of the fact that it's the same thing going in Somalia that was going on when Bush sent us in there in the first place. Was we've got clans, we've got warlords, we've got just a chaotic situation that goes on in a low key thing where there's not battles as such, but you're going to see people murdering people in just such horrible numbers. It's unreal.
Well, and you've also got something else going on over there, too, which doesn't get reported much in the media, but I saw a little article on it in the New York Times here about two or three, maybe four weeks ago. Used to be that Sunni and Shia lived side by side. Now they're moving so that you've got one part of town is all Shia, another part of town is all Sunni, and they don't live side by side anymore. They're beginning to draw lines.
And there's no talk about the Christians that have fled, because if Christian society there existed in a very strong churches where organs were bought by Saddam Hussein for churches there, and they actually had a viable Christian community, which is definitely on the outs from that.
Yeah, so the point is, I mean, the biggest point I'm trying to make is that you've got this bubbling cauldron going on, and we can't keep the lid on it, and we can't control anything. And while the administration tries to tell us that we're making progress and it's getting better, it's only getting worse. And you know what? Saddam Hussein was an evil guy. He was a bad guy. There's no question about it. But he had one, you know, axiom that he lived by, and it worked. If there was going to be any killing, he was going to do it. Now, genie's out of the bottle, man, and you can't put the genie back in again.
Well, I don't know whether you noticed also the general commander, Joint Chiefs of Staff, had to back down from the statement of the fact. Early in the week, they said that Iran was giving support to making these bombs. And then yesterday, he had to back down from that, which was basically reported on the national news that they were involved, and we have proof. We could see the machining on the trigger devices and the remote controls. And then yesterday, Joint Chiefs of Staff had to say, we have no proof. going along with weapons of mass destruction.
It's a mess, and this administration has no way to get us out. Hey, thank you. I appreciate the call, Bob. Have a good day, and have a good weekend.
You too.
It's 8:33. Let's get a look at progressive traffic with Karen Kelly.
And it's still accident-free this morning. Do have plenty of slow patches all over the Metro Denver area, though. Eastbound I-70 at Colorado is your stop and go there. Also, westbound I-70 between I-225 and Havana, you're going to run into some slow patches of traffic in that stretch as well. Northbound I-25 between Bellevue and Colorado. Coming up through the tech center, also a slow go. Your weather today, partly cloudy, the high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, the low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of thunder.
Ever seen one of those huge fishing nets that trawlers drag across the ocean? If you have, it'll remind you of the Denver Business Journal. The journal gathers stories from every corner of the Denver business world and gives you an index of names and companies on the move that you can skim in just 5 minutes every Friday, so you always know how to swim with the big fish in Denver. Call 303-837-3500 today and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
More than just a website, it's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever. It's Toyota's premier event going on now at your Toyota dealer. No matter what you're looking for, we've got your favorite Toyota models, including four doors, two doors, four cylinder, V6, and V8 engines, the latest in hybrid technology, and much more. Toyota's premier event is on. This is your chance for huge savings now. But hurry, you won't want to miss this. Toyota, moving forward.
Are frightful fuel prices and evil stop-and-go traffic taking a toll on your employees? Let Telework, one of the heroic ride arrangers, rescue your company from driving dilemmas that zap employee productivity and morale. Tap into the power of telework by attending Ride Arrangers 2006 Regional Telework Conference. Learn about today's telework solutions from some of telework's mightiest experts and advocates, including U.S. Congressman Mark Udall. Plus, hear presentations and panel discussions from metro area employers using telework technology. If your company is exploring or expanding the telework option, this conference is for you. Space is limited, so register early and pay just $59 for this April 10th event. For information, visit drcog.org or call Ride Arrangers at 303-458-POOL. That's 458-POOL. Presented by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. Even I don't have the time to answer all of your automotive maintenance and repair questions or to solve those nasty car problems. That's why I've teamed up with Mark Major to bring you the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, Saturdays, 10 to noon.
Yes, Tom, I'll tell you what, I do appreciate that, too. Ever since we've started the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, we have saved people over $40,000 in 8 weeks, and I look forward to you, the listener, calling in this weekend between 10 and noon. That's 10 to noon this Saturday.
Spyware. Viruses. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Take control of spyware and viruses. Call PC Answers to exterminate them. 303-548-1414. That's 303-548-1414.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
8:36:24 in front of 9. High today 52. AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll talk to the chairman of the Larimer County Democrats, John Johnson, coming up at the top of the hour about Ambassador Joseph Wilson, who will be in town, and the big dinner going on, which will be happening tomorrow night. I believe there's tickets still available to that, too. And we'll find out from him coming up at the top of the hour. Let's go to Tom in Lakewood, who's been hanging on. Tom, hi. You're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jay. How you been?
Okay.
Hey, to all my Irish brethren out there, happy St. Patrick's Day. The green beer is on me.
What about green tequila?
No, I don't think. No, I don't do well with tequila.
Well, no, the other guy, Bob with Colorado Springs, brought up about green. I've never seen green tequila.
Yeah, well, I hope never to see it.
Okay.
That stuff makes me crazy.
Well, you know, maybe we could all use a little bit of that.
Hey, I could never get behind dueling, but I am a big advocate of arm wrestling. So I think what we ought to do is pair up Bill O'Reilly and Al Franken and make it a pay-per-view event.
Well, you know, the latest thing going on is Olbermann and O'Reilly are at it.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's I don't know, man. I don't know. Either O'Reilly's, like, really crazy or this is all just about, you know, self-promotion. I can't figure that out.
I don't know where, you know, I don't have any idea where he's coming from. I don't know. I really don't know where. I can't figure him out. I mean, the few times that I ever have ever listened to him, I can't. I just don't know. I mean, what is his deal?
The thing I've wondered and I've pondered this because I tend to stay away from him, but you know, periodically he makes good points. You know, and he'll get behind important issues like you know, as far as I'm concerned right now, one of the biggest issues we got out there in front of us is what's going on on the internet with you know, pedophiles and child porn and stuff like that. That needs more attention, and he'll go after stuff like that. You know, and how can you disagree with him there? And I wonder if all the rest of this stuff isn't just sort of like a, you know, a circus to draw attention to. I don't know. I have no clue. He may be out to lunch too.
Well, what kind of rational human being would make a statement like this? That'll blow Iran off the face of the map.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's a little over the top. Even if it's self promotion, that's just too far.
I mean, it's not the Iranians, the population's fault that their leadership is nuts, right?
Speaking of Oberman though, and I was wondering about this all week, and I don't know why it never made it onto the radar screen, but. He broke this story last Friday night about the comments that Sandra Day O'Connor made at Georgetown University.
Oh, yeah, about the dictatorship, sure.
How come that never got any traction? And I haven't heard anybody discussing it.
Yeah, it was on the wires. And I'll tell you what, there's another story out. And we were looking for somebody to come on and talk about this. And I brought it up yesterday that Sandra Day O'Connor is not the only person to speak out. Ruth Bader Ginsburg has now spoken out and has said that she has gotten death threats and that other judges are getting death threats from right-wing extremists that are being egged on by the Republican Party. And she made this statement. Gee, I want to. Here it is. She made the statement on Wednesday. Let me quote a little bit of it to you. This is off the Associated Press. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said she and former Justice Sandra Day O'Connor have been the targets of death threats from the irrational fringe of society. People apparently spurred by Republican criticism of the high court. Ginsburg revealed in a speech in South Africa last month that she and O'Connor were threatened a year ago by someone who called on the internet for an immediate patriotic killing of justices. And security concerns among judges have been growing. Conservative commentator Ann Coulter joked earlier this year that Justice John Paul Stevens should be poisoned.
Oh, man. Well, wasn't that federal judge, where was it, in Chicago, her husband?
It was in Chicago that her husband was killed.
This is nuts. I mean, you know, you reap what you sow. I mean, they started this, and now look what they've done. I mean, you know, you get these wing nuts out there, and like I said, you just egg them on a little bit, and there's no telling what they'll do. But, O'Reilly doesn't help by throwing, you know, fuel on the fire.
Well, once again, if you don't like what judges do, I mean, you can appeal the rulings, but, you know, calling... Even jokingly, that somebody should be poisoned or shot?
Oh, yeah, that's, well, again, you know, Coulter, I don't know. You know, maybe these people are just crazy. But, listen, one thing I wanted to bring to your attention here, do you TiVo that show Boston Legal?
No, I don't watch that much television. No, I've only seen Boston Legal like maybe one time.
All right, well, this past Tuesday night, and it's on their website, and the URL for the website is Boston-legal.org. But there's a video clip on there from their show this past Tuesday that I think everyone should watch. Basically, the premise was that one of the attorneys, his client, was protesting all of the policies of this administration, because this is all set in the present, by not paying her taxes. So, of course, she went to trial. The prosecuting attorney gets up and, you know, rambles on all this BS about, you know, protecting our freedoms and this and that. And then the defense attorney, James Spader, who turned in an outstanding performance. I mean, in my opinion, this rivaled Jimmy Stewart and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And he went through an entire list of everything that's been going on. And, I mean, he delivered it with conviction. And like I said, this is on their website right now. The clip is called, the episode was Stick It. And the clip is called Closing Arguments. It's about a 6 or 7 minute clip. As far as I'm concerned, they should leave it up there, and more and more people should see it, because it was chilling.
It really was. To just have somebody sum all of this stuff up, and I guess David Kelly is the producer, and whoever wrote this deserves an award. But you have to see it. Check that out, by all means.
And it's on Boston Legal's website?
Yeah, and again, it's not Boston Legal, one word. It's boston-legal.org, not com, but org.
Okay.
Check that out.
I'll definitely check it out. Yeah, there's a lot of television that I miss.
What happened to Commander-in-Chief?
You know what? I love that show. It comes back April the 19th, and here I didn't read this, but this is what Mary told me, that people were more interested in the show and liked it better when it focused on the characters' personal lives instead of tension-filled situations. Like, you might remember one of the last episodes was that hijacking episode.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, the guy with the bomb, I guess. And so what they're going to do is they're going to go back to featuring more of the family's personal lives as opposed to the tension-filled situations.
Are they going to water it down? I mean,
well, I don't know that that's what they're going to do. Don't quote me on that because I don't know because I didn't read the whole thing. But it's going to be back on April the 19th, so we'll have to see. Yeah. And there are a lot of people out there who don't like that show, but I really liked it.
Oh, no. I wish we could have a leader like that, you know?
Yeah, well, you know what? I agree. But, and it's terrible. You know what's really sad? It's sad that when you see Gina Davis on there as the first lady, and it is obviously, it's fiction, right? So it's a television show, and you look at her, and you've got more admiration for her as the first lady than you do the guy who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue now.
Got it, man.
Sad, huh?
Very, very sad. I don't know. But
all right, Tom. Thank you,
have
man.
A great weekend, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
844, 16 before 9 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your drive remains accident-free this morning. Still plenty of slow patches of traffic around town. I-70 eastbound at Colorado. Some stop-and-go traffic there. Now, if you're headed in from the Thornton North Glen area, southbound I-25 is running a little heavy between 104th down to around 84th. And if you're Denver-bound on U.S. 36, your stop-and-go from Federal to right where I-25 connects. Your weather today, partly cloudy this afternoon, the high in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of thunderstorms, the high in the mid to upper 50s.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with Beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
They are treating Russ Feingold like he's got the bird flu.
Your senator and my senator, he's basically accusing Russell Feingold of treason.
Everything the Democrats say is emboldening the terrorists. Folks, do not fall for this again. This is outrageous.
Follow the story on AM 760, Progressive Talk, and on AM760.net.
But you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at miketurnerlaw.com.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com, because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
847, 13 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Auto's matching down instead of his back, and it's back in a big way, up to $1,500. So if you've got $1,500, you match it, and that's like having $3,000 down, or $500 is like having $1,000, or $1,000 is like having $2,000. And they have the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And they got everything you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, and Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Rockies has them all at one convenient location, too. Corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And every single automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And you know what? They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but if you show up close to 8, they'll take the time to take care of you. Because that's what they're all about. They've got over 100 people working there that are you know, dedicated to making you happy. And they really work at it, too. See my friends, the Alshiers, Tom and the Marv out there. Go see Colby or Spanky or Gerard Menard or any of the folks working at Rockies. Because you know what? They'll take care of you. And it's the best place to get the most bang for your buck. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan there, and you can see the inventory yourself, or get out there and see them in person. And they've been in business, family-owned and operated, not a large corporation, but family-owned and operated since 1982. So they're going on almost 25 years of providing great automobiles along the Front Range. Mary and I started buying, I guess, in the early 90s, 93, and I bought a number of cars from Rockies, just bought them one, and I'll tell you something. You know what? You do get the most bang for your buck, and they have the largest selection out there. I mean, they just can't be equaled. Rockies Autos, they're located, as I said, at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. They got a big, gigantic sign out there just north of I-76 and just south. That's south. Check them out.
When I got the check in the mail, I couldn't believe it. Never in my life have I held on to so much money. I felt like I won the lottery or something.
Are you currently receiving a structured settlement from something like a car accident, wrongful death, or personal injury? Would you like to stop waiting for the payments and get one big check? Call J.G. Wentworth for a powerful free booklet that will reveal how to get your money now.
I just couldn't wait for the settlement payments to come trickling in. This check is huge. It's going to change my life and the life of my family.
If you're serious about getting your money now, call for this powerful free booklet. The booklet is free, and the information, life-changing.
If you need the money now, you really should call for the free booklet.
Pick up the phone and change your life today. Call 1-800-700-2962. That's 1-800-700-2962. 1-800-700-2962.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
What's up? No? Yes? Guess the tune. Yeah, I knew this was Led Zeppelin. Now I know it's Led Zeppelin. 8:51, it's 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, here's the Reuters article that Christian was talking about. Unlike a lot of talk show hosts who would say something and then not correct themselves that they're wrong. I didn't see this. What I saw was the CNN article which said the airstrikes, but let me read you exactly what it said, or what the Reuters article says. 11 members of an Iraqi family were killed in a U.S. raid on Wednesday. Police and witnesses said the U.S. military said that two women and a child died during the bid to seize an Al-Qaeda militant from a house. A senior Iraqi police officer said autopsies on the bodies, which included five children, showed each had been shot in the head. Community leaders said they were outraged at the killings and demanded an explanation from the U.S. military. Television footage showed the bodies in a Tikrit morgue. Five children, two men, and four women. Their wounds were not clear, though, and one infant had a gaping head wound. A freelance photographer later saw them being buried by weeping men in an Iraqi town 60 miles north of Baghdad, where the raid took place. The U.S. military said in a statement that its troops had attacked a house early on Wednesday to capture a foreign fighter facilitator for Al-Qaeda in the Iraqi network. Troops were engaged by enemy fire as they approached the building, according to spokesman Major Tim Keith. Coalition forces returned fire using both air and ground assets, which is where I got the air raid thing. There was one enemy killed. Two women and one child were also killed in the firefight, and the building was destroyed. Keefe said that Al-Qaeda suspect had been captured and was being questioned. Major Ali Ahmed of the Ishaqi police said U.S. forces had landed on the roof of the house in the early hours and shot 11 occupants, including five children. After they left the house, they blew it up. Another policeman said autopsies had been carried out at the Tikrit Hospital and found that all the victims had gunshot wounds to the head. Their bodies, their hands bound, had been dumped in a one room before the house was destroyed, which once again did not match the pictures that I saw, but this is what the Reuters story says. Police had found spent American-issued cartridges in the rubble. It's a clear and perfect crime without any doubt, according to this Iraqi policeman. Police in Shaladin province, a heartland of Sunni Arab insurgency and the home of a region of Saddam Hussein, have frequently criticized U.S. military tactics in the area. Police officers said the U.S. military had asked for a meeting with local tribal leaders. The Joint Co-Coordination Center in Tikrit, which coordinates between U.S. and Iraqi security forces, said later the meeting would happen on Friday. The Iraqi's town administrator, Rashid Shadr, said the town was shocked. Everyone went to the funeral, and we want the Americans to give us an explanation for this horrible crime. Photographs of the funeral showed men crying as five children, who all looked under the age of five, were wrapped in blankets and then lined up in a row, which was the picture that I saw. One man was described himself as a relative, said one was just 7 months old. So there's the story from Reuters. Okay, now, where are we? It's 8:54, and let me go to Jan, who's hanging on in Edgewood. Jan, you're on AM 760. If I can get there we go, Jan, you're on.
Good morning, Jay, and I'm in Inglewood.
In Inglewood, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Yeah, you ever seen any green tequila?
No, but you know, I've been to Ireland, and I did go to the Bushmills Whiskey Factory and did a tasting competition.
Oh, God, what was that like?
Well, they have you taste all these different malt whiskeys and tell which one's the best. I was loaded before 11 o'clock in the morning.
You know, see, I mean, I could. How many did you drink?
Oh, you just sip them. You don't drink them, because you'd really be in trouble. But my girlfriend had to take her father and I were the tasters, and she had to take us to lunch in order to sober us up, so we could spend the rest of the day sightseeing.
Well, how much do they give you?
Oh, they just give you a little tiny, not even a shot. But they give you six or seven of them to compare.
John Turk wants to go on that tour.
Tell him it's the Bushmills in Northern Ireland.
He says he's ready to go now.
I have a couple things. First, I want to inquire about your wrist, because I'm the one that sent you advice yesterday.
Oh, you know what? I couldn't answer any of my email. What ended up happening was I spent a good part of the afternoon at the doctor's office. I have to go for an MRI.
Ooh.
I've got like a little piece of cartilage or something.
Yeah.
That is pressing on two tendons and some nerves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
why I suggested the ice packs yesterday.
Yeah, so it's in a brace, and I'm taking pain medication, which does two things. Kind of makes you kind of drift in and out, and also makes you a tad bit crabby.
Yeah.
So I'm taking that, and I'm supposed to get the schedule of when I'm supposed to go get the MRI. They're supposed to call today. And I guess if they can't solve it any other way, I guess what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have like minor surgery on it.
Oh, that's not good. Well, I am calling. You and I have talked before, and I hate to sound like a broken record. First of all, you would like Boston Legal if you get an opportunity to see it, but I hate to sound like a broken record. But the answer seems to me, be it the phone calls we're getting from the GOPs, be it Mike Miles as opposed to Salazar, because I've been writing these senators, calling them all week long, and I'm getting the same lame excuse as everybody else is. We have got to take the money out of politics.
Yeah, I agree.
We've got to get it out of the campaigns, the lobbying. I think we need to take their health care and pensions away from them.
Well,
and make them really have to work for a living, because they get free for life.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to that, and you know, when you bring up the subject of national health care, and you get this thing about, oh no, how we can't have it, well, then you know what? They can surrender theirs first.
Exactly.
No, I'm all for that. I'm all for taking money totally and completely out of the system. The question is, how do you do it and keep it constitutionally legal?
Well, we're paying for it anyway as taxpayers. And the way I see it is we would have more control over the negative campaigning, the negative phone solicitations, make them speak to the issues and what they would do as opposed to running their opponent down. And then everybody would be able to make an informed decision instead of all this negative stuff. Mike Miles was definitely the better candidate. But what happened was they were afraid without money and name recognition, he couldn't beat Pete Coors.
Right. Well, okay, you know what? I'm running out of time here. I got to get in the news, but I would ask you to consider this. The question is, how do you do it? How do you take the money out and still, you know, have it constitutionally legal under the First Amendment? That's what you got to think about. Jan, call me again, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Okay, see you later. Bye. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-330-1157. Hurry, there's only a limited number available. 1-800-330-1157. This free software package is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free software, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-330-1157. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-330-1157.
Swarmer targets pockets of insurgents near Samarra, north of Baghdad.
We had intelligence that anti-coalition terrorists and foreign fighters working in that area.
Army Lieutenant General Peter Corelli commands multinational forces in Iraq.
The amount of resistance we had was very, very light. I think the last count I had is that we have 31 individuals that we have detained.
U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad says talks are underway on when he will sit down with Iranian officials to discuss Iraq's future. He says those discussions should be confined only to Iraq and be held in Baghdad. It's the big shamrock today as New York's famous St. Patrick's Day parade's about to step off. WCBS reporter Rich Lamb is along Fifth Avenue.
Green, white, and gold sashes and flags dot the Queen of Avenues. Sunshine pours forth from a cloudless St. Patrick's Day sky.
We just come over yesterday. Yeah, we are really enjoying it. Having a great time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I came over for the parades. We hear so much about it, we had to come and have a look.
Tam O'Shanter's green sneakers and green carnations, everything in readiness for the 245th St. Patrick's Day parade.
And President Bush has joined in the wearing of the green for a St. Patrick's Day tradition. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
In fact, wearing almost matching green ties, President Bush and Irish Prime Minister Bertie Ahern have used the traditional shamrock ceremony here to celebrate close Irish-American relations. While the Irish leader emphasized Northern Ireland peace hopes, the president stuck to a St. Patrick's Day script.
The path to a permanent peace has not been easy.
Like St. Patrick, the Irish in America began their life in their new land as exiles, but came to love it as home.
Mr. Bush said the U.S. appreciates Irish efforts for peace and freedom, but he avoided any direct reference to Northern Ireland. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The announcement in The Hague. The former president of Yugoslavia had not been poisoned when he was found dead last weekend in his jail cell.
According to the pathologists, Slobodan Milosevic's cause of death was a myocardial infarction.
A heart attack, says Fausto Pokar of the International War Crimes Tribunal. He says Dutch toxicologists found no evidence that Milosevic had been poisoned. If you got them, smoke them. But not around anyone else, most any place in Calabasas, California. It's toughest in the nation. Smoking ban kicked in today, City Councilor Barry Groveman.
There'll be places designated where you can smoke away from other people. So where you won't see it is
doorways, garages, in front of apartment buildings, office buildings, outdoor coffee shops, restaurant seating areas, movie theaters.
GM stock nosedived this morning in trading after the world's largest automaker upped its 2005 loss by $2 billion. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is ahead 6, the Nasdaq down 2. This is CBS News.
How hard can it be? You put up a sign, you just wait for the offers to roll in. It becomes a second job.
Getting the house appraised and the comps.
The money that you think you're going to save, you end up losing.
I've bought and sold homes before, and now the first thing I do is call a realtor.
Realtors have the experience to price your home so it can sell for up to 16% more than selling it yourself.
Using a realtor is a smart financial decision.
Get the facts straight about selling your own home. Talk to an agent and be sure to ask if that agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
It's way too risky to sell your house on your own.
My name's Belinda, and today's my fifth day with Prilosec OTC. My husband and I used to love to travel until frequent heartburn pulled me off the road. But Prilosec OTC's made all the difference, and it started to work the first day. Now we're headed for Vegas. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day 5 for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And things this morning finally winding down. Still have some slow traffic northbound I-25 between Bellevue and Colorado. Also southbound I-225. Your stop would go from Yosemite to where I-25 connects. Also keep in mind that today is St. Paddy's Day and the heat is on. DUI enforcement will be out there in full effect, pulling over people who've had too much to drink and decide to drive their cars. So make sure you designate a driver. Your weather today, partly cloudy. This afternoon, the high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, more clouds, the low in the 20s.
Friday nights on NBC has it all.
This is going to be fun.
First is Deal or No Deal, America's favorite game show.
Open the case.
Followed by the hottest show on TV, Las Vegas, now on Fridays.
I'm going to make you a star.
Then, TV's next great drama, Conviction. From Newsweek and TV Guide to People Magazine, critics are calling it forceful, compelling, one of the shows you've got to see.
You withheld vital information from another prosecutor.
Friday nights, Deal or No Deal, Las Vegas and Conviction, all new tonight on NBC.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Tickets to this? Can they still... go, because I've had a number of people ask me if it was sold out, which were still available.
No, we've still got tickets available right now. You can either get them by calling the Larimer Dems or going to our website at larimerdems.org.
All right, and what are we talking about here cost-wise?
Right now the tickets are $95 each, and that gets you into a great night that we have planned.
All right, let's talk about who's, who's on the bill there, who's going to be there at the dinner, of course. Ambassador Wilson will be there, but who else?
Well, with Ambassador Wilson, we also have Angie Piccioni, who's running against Marilyn Musgrave in the 4th Congressional District. We've also got Bill Winter that's making an appearance. He's running in Congressional District 6. We've got Bill Winter coming, who's running for governor of Colorado. We've also got Ken Gordon coming, who's going to be running for the Secretary of State this time around.
Yeah, it sounds like it should be a pretty good time. All of those candidates, I don't want to use the word guys because Angie's in there too, all of them have a lot to say, and it should be a good time. What time does it start?
It's starting, the dinner itself starts at 7 o'clock. Before then, we actually have another reception. If you're a $100 donor to the Larimer Dems, you also can get into our Century Club reception, and that starts about 5 o'clock, and that gets you free drink and some snacks and stuff. And all the people, all the speakers will be in the room there also. So it gives you a little bit of face time with them if that's what you desire.
So you'll be able to, in other words, talk to Ambassador Wilson?
Yeah, you sure will. You'll be able to talk to all of them. Because, you know, Bill Winter and Angie Piccioni, along with Joe Wilson, they're all great speakers if anybody's ever heard them before. And they're very well-spoken, you know, and it'll be a great time if to get there and talk to these people, because these people, especially Angie and Bill, they're definitely getting elected this time around.
Yeah, I've never, I've only interviewed Angie on the phone twice, and I've never seen her speak, so I'm looking forward to seeing her speak. I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say.
Go ahead. I was going to say, Angie's a great one. She can get any room fired up. Anybody that listens to Angie speak is going to vote for her, is what it comes down to.
Yeah, you know, I'd be interested, I'm going to ask her again about this. I'd be interested to see what her comments are about, about the robocalls that Marilyn Musgrave had been making against her, and to see what she has to say about it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Marilyn tried to cause some stir up here over ethics with Angie. And, you know, in other news, the Fox wants to talk about why the hens are missing in the hen house.
Yeah, right.
You know, Marilyn is one of the most unethical people we've got in Congress right now. So it's going to be an interesting campaign up here. It's going to be hard fought. And at the end of the day, Marilyn Musgrave is going to be unemployed.
Yeah, you know what? I certainly hope so. And here's something I didn't ask you and I should ask you. Where is this being held?
Oh, it's being held at the Hilton Hotel here in Fort Collins. It's on Prospect Street. It used to be a Holiday Inn. It's a huge hotel. It's the biggest one we got. That's why we picked it, because we plan on loading that ballroom up in there with 800 people.
Okay, so if people want to go, there's still tickets available. And so they can go to LarimerDems.org. You can get them that way. Or, once again, what number do they call?
It's 970-980-5911.
All right. And, you know, just to make sure, repeat the number again.
Sure, I sure will. It's 970-980-5911.
All right. Well, Tom, you know, I'm going to be there, and it sounds like it's going to be a marvelous time. And really look forward to it. Look forward to hearing what all the speakers have to say. And as I said before, particularly Angie Piccioni, who I've never heard speak. And, of course, Ambassador Wilson, I'm sure, will have plenty to say. So it should be a great time.
Yes, it should be. I mean, this is one of the biggest dinners we've ever had up here in Larimer County, if not the biggest dinner. And it should be a great night. I mean, come and listen to the Democrats speak. You know, you're going to hear what their vision are. You're going to hear Joe Wilson's perspective on Iraq, which, of course, is an ongoing huge story right now. And it'll be a great night. It's a way to kick off the election season.
You got it, man. Hey, I thank you. I thank you for being on the program, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, Jay.
Okay, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, there's John Johnson, and if you want to go to this, there's still tickets available. Go to LarimerDems.org, and we'll see you out there. Should be pretty good. All right, open phones underway here, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Craig in Dallas, Texas. Craig, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Craig. How are you?
Just fine. Hey, I was just calling about the Russ Feingold resolution. I normally get a letter or deal in my on the internet and stuff in my mail from the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. And this morning I gave him a call to ask him, you know, what was the position of the Democratic leadership. And the guy there, he was really nice. And what he explained to me was is that the basically that the resolution, it wasn't dead, but he said that he went back to, I guess, using the Clinton-Monica Lewinsky analogy, saying that when the story first broke, it was like a year or almost a year before any action was really taken. So he's like, you know, I guess he's saying that it might take some of the other Democrats a while to jump on board. But, you know, I'm in total agreement with you. We have Bush dead to rights on this issue, and I just don't understand why the Democrats are dragging their feet. And this is one of the things, to me, that affects the, you know, the Democratic people like me, that kind of, you know, dampen our spirits. Just, you know, we don't really want to talk about our party the way we should and stuff when we have issues like this. And it just seems like the people that we have in office and stuff don't want to support us.
I don't understand why, you know, other Democrats won't jump on this. And, You know, here's something else I don't understand, and maybe somebody can call and explain it to me. I don't understand why the public is divided on the whole idea of domestic spying, on the whole NSA thing, unless there are some people out there who cave into the fear factor that unless we're out there spying and checking up, they're going to get us.
I totally agree because, I mean, the law is the law is the law. The FISA law is out there. It's cut and dry. And it is no doubt in my mind, and you've seen and you heard Democrats on different TV news programs up until this resolution saying basically that Bush brought the law. They believe he brought the law. You heard some Republicans say the same thing and stuff. And now as soon as this resolution came out, all of a sudden it's dead silence. It's, you know, and stuff like that just makes you think that if anyone will stick up for, you know, the Constitution and for democratic values on this issue, then how can we trust the Democrats? And we know we can't trust the Republicans to stick up for anything.
Well, I agree. And, you know, the other thing is I don't want to hear any Republicans talk to me about law and order.
Right.
Because, you know, they only believe in law and order on a selective basis. And I said this earlier. You know, once again, I'd love to get a list. And somebody sent it to me, and I don't have it. I don't have it with me. But I'd love to get a list of Democrats who signed on to the whole Monica Lewinsky situation, and if they're still in office, I'd like to ask them why they're not signing on to the Feingold deal.
Right. You know, I talk to a lot of conservatives, and they tell me, well, you know that Bush wouldn't be signing on you. They wouldn't be signing on you or me because we're not, you know, that important to stuff. But the deal is, we don't know that, and then we don't know who they're spying on, which is the whole deal. And there is a law that they clearly broke. Don't come to me talking about you want to change the law now.
They do. let me quote to you from the Washington Post this morning. The Bush administration continued its policy of spying on targeted Americans without obtaining warrants, but only if it justifies the action to a small group of lawmakers under legislation introduced yesterday by key Republicans. So the administration could continue its policy. The four senators hope to settle the debate over national security and the eavesdropping on international communications involving Americans. When one of the parties is a suspected of terrorist ties, President Bush prompted a months-long uproar when he said that constitutional powers absolve him of the need to seek warrants in such cases, even though the 1978 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act requires warrants for domestic wiretaps. See, they're trying to, you know what they're doing? They're trying to give him cover. They're going to give him cover now.
Exactly. But again, my thing is, with the track record that this administration has, as many times as they've been wrong or lied or misled us and all this other stuff, how could you probably trust them to do the right thing on this? You just can't trust them to be truthful or do the right thing about anything. So, I don't buy the argument that they're not spying on average Americans that don't have anything to do with terrorism.
No.
I just don't buy it. I don't trust them.
I don't either. And nothing they've said has turned out to be true or real. Craig, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
No problem. Thanks, Jay.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. No, nothing this administration has said is true. But, you know, I guess there are those people who cave in to this whole idea of, well, domestic spying is okay in the guise of security. Sad. It's really sad. And it's sad, you know, that all of us want Democrats to sign on to this Feingold thing. I mean, we want it so bad, and yet they won't do it. I mean, I've yet to have one caller call up here since this whole thing started and say, no, I don't want Salazar to do it. I don't want him to sign on. I don't want Democrats to sign on. I've yet to have one say it. I've yet to have anybody email me about it and say that they don't agree with it. Not one person. It's sad. You know, it's sad that the Democrats on some issues, and particularly this one, come across as being so tone-deaf. Really does. 9:16, 16 after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Well, it isn't going to take you very long to get from point A to B now. Things have finally slowed down on the highways. Northbound I-25 still have a slow patch of traffic between Bellevue and Colorado Boulevard. Other than that, it's pretty much wide open everywhere on the highways. Now, keep in mind that today is St. Paddy's Day, and because of St. Paddy's Day, DUI enforcement is in full effect. All throughout the weekend, there will be checkpoints around the Metro Denver area. So if you're drinking, make sure you designate a driver. Your weather today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of thunderstorms.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
Let's start with our classic fresh baked bagel. That'll be number one. Well, let's just call our 20 bagels meals 1 through 20. Then we have 11 different schmears. That takes us to 220. Then there's lox, paninis, a bunch of bagel-like sandwiches, plus Java drinks, specialty teas, all of our darn good coffees. So now when you want a Black Forest Ham and Swiss bagel-egg sandwich with vanilla hazelnut coffee, you can just say, give me value meal number 1,419. You know, on second thought, maybe it's easier to order your breakfast the old-fashioned way. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Hey, Bob, do you... You're pulling out your hair.
I have to set up this corporate bigwig conference. I'm running out of time. And hair.
And you didn't have much to begin with.
Need to set up a conference? Just call Four Points Denver Southeast. They have specialists to guide you through the whole process. They offer corporate rooms, day or week-long events. They're right on I-25 in Hampton and just completed $7 million of renovation. Relax and go to fourpoints.com/Denver Southeast or call 303-758-7000.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 20 minutes after 9. High today, 52, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, I've been talking about playing this. If you missed it yesterday morning, and we did it like right after 7 o'clock, I want to play it again because we're going to get into this more this coming week about these robocalls that the GOP is making. So this is pretty self-explanatory, but here's Morgan Carroll kind of talking about it. You know, listeners tip me off to all kinds of stuff, and as I said earlier, like an hour ago, I do read my email. And somebody sent me an email about a negative telephone campaign that is going on against State Representative Morgan Carroll, claiming or allegedly claiming that she had taken $4,000. So we got right on the horn, and we got a hold of State Representative Morgan Carroll, and I've got her on the line right now, and State Representative, good morning, and it's nice to have you on the program.
Good morning, Jay. Good to be here.
All right. Clue us in on this, because, you know, there was one going on from that Marilyn Musgraves people had put on against Angie Piccioni that turned out to be absolute baloney. Then a guy sends me an email saying that there's one going on around going on in your district about you, that you had received $4,000. Can you explain what this whole thing is all about?
Yeah, I can. Let me put this into a little bit of perspective. This has been an absolutely overt partisan culture of attack that's been going on in session. And typically, people have sort of a general person's agreement to wait till session's over before they start flinging their mud. Just to give you and some listeners a perspective, this is the third robocaller attack call they've placed against me in my district. I've received one hate letter from the Republican Party. They've done two open records requests against me. One of them is deemed to be monthly and ongoing, and the Republican Party has sued me. And this is just what's going on behind the scenes that I think a lot of people don't realize as far as how to undermine us while we're in office. On this specific last call they did, it's being put out by a group called Trailhead. It is a 5.7 slush fund that was started in part by Governor Owens, by Bruce Benson, I believe by Pete Coors and some other wealthy Republican donors, and their purpose is to basically try and take back the Republican majority. Well, what they've done is this last call, first of all, I've never taken $1 from the group that they're referring to, even though they don't mention it by name, is a group called Research and Democracy. And what Research and Democracy did is a third-party expenditure, sending out public opinion surveys to a variety of people in the public to find out what their public policy priorities were. In our campaign finance world, the frustrating thing about this is that people can and do third-party expenditures, either positive or negative, about you, and you have no right to get in there and say, with or without my permission or with my knowledge, or no one runs anything past you. You're just a candidate. So this group went out and did a variety of public opinion surveys. The results were actually very helpful. And a whole bunch of us had no idea that they had done this. We get a copy of an invoice. We look at the statutes and go, okay, you know, is this something that we should wind up disclosing on an annual gift report? And the Democrats erred on the side of saying yes. You know, I didn't ask for it. I didn't want it. They didn't do it with my permission. But we believe in transparency, so we all said, let's give it a go. Well, what they managed to do from that is ignore the fact that the Republicans haven't managed to disclose a single dollar of their third-party expenditures, which is the true controversy in my view. The other thing is that they've then turned that around into a call where it sounds like we're all receiving cash, you know, from some mysterious group, which they absolutely know isn't true. What's really curious about the call out there is they said that the Trailhead is a group that is formed in order to ferret out slush funds, and of course the 527 Trailhead is a total slush fund. So
this is all bizarre.
It's very, very bizarre, and the fact is if there's anything positive that can be brought out of the situation, and I got to tell you, I'm having a hard time seeing it. And I knew that I'd be the subject of a lot of attacks, and they tend to go after people for where their strengths are. So they know that there's no one out there that's been fighting harder on campaign finance reform, on lobby reform, on all of these good government issues. And so it makes perfect sense in that Rovian-type way that that's sort of the theme that they would try and go after with this. So these open records requests, for example, they're asking me to do monthly disclosures on an office account I don't even have. And at some point it's like, man, I mean, when you're the subject of frivolous litigation by the Republicans, and they're the worst offenders of this.
And they're also the ones who scream the most about frivolous litigation.
I know, and they're the first ones to jump in there when they have no basis. It's like, what are you going to do? You're going to go sue me about not disclosing documents don't have.
But state representative, we need tort reform. Isn't that what they always scream? Right?
Oh, absolutely. We need to just shut down access to the courthouse for ordinary people, you know, for injured people, for consumers. But for Republicans, it's okay.
Yeah. This is, you know, the GOP is disgusting. There's no other way to put it. They're disgusting. I mean, negative robocalls. You know, what's up with that? I mean,
yeah.
You know, and I think Governor Bill Owens ought to come forward on behalf of his party, since he is the so-called quote-unquote leader of his party, and I think he should explain to the constituents of the state what the hell they're up to.
I think they should, too, and what's really flawed about these phone calls is, of course, the only number they say, if you have a problem, call, and it'll give my capital number, but they don't disclose their true identity, and they don't disclose how you can get back in touch with them. And these calls they're very cheap to do. And right now what they've done is they've landed themselves in trouble, because for those of us that they've done this kind of tactic with, it's actually a crime in Colorado to recklessly put out false information about a candidate. And, you know, we're a little tired of sitting there getting bullied by these people over and over again. And, you know, they're going to find themselves at the other end of a criminal investigation for what they've done with this, you want to talk about abuse of process and themes about how not only is the political process at the state and federal level been so often abused by these folks, but now we're talking at the state level, not just the legislative process, but they're now abusing the legislative process in order to take unfair bully pot shots while we're in session, actually trying to handle legislation in the people's business, and just figure, hey, you know what, if you smear enough, often enough, out to the voters out there, look, people are cynical. They'll probably believe anything awful about any of us if you hear it, you know.
Yeah.
And it's very unfortunate because basically overall it loses the confidence of the voters out there, and it really shows that, look, the whole idea of these secret murky organizations are a problem. The whole culture of campaign on the attack and trying to attack your way to victory, it can't sustain this way forever. The damage this does to our democracy, to the public, to even finding people willing to run for office, you know, it really hurts us all when they take this on, and they seem to have no remorse, no sense of apology about what's going on about this, and I don't think we're done seeing it.
Well, they're hypocrites. You know, they're hypocrites, and I said it here a couple of mornings ago, particularly behind the Wayne Allard smear of Russell Feingold. You know, Joe McCarthy may be dead, but these guys can't divorce themselves of that lineage. They can't get it out of their party. They continue to operate in that manner, and they continue to take good people and try to smear them any way that they possibly can. And you got to have faith, and you got to have a belief that eventually it's going to catch up with them. State Representative, I'd love to go on, but I'm out of time. We got to have you back on again. And please, you know what? Please let us know about your efforts and others' efforts to stop this kind of foolishness on the part of the GOP. Please, please keep us informed.
You bet. We got a lot of major house cleaning to do.
Yeah, we certainly do. Thank you. Thank you, Representative Morgan Carroll. Appreciate you being on the program.
Thanks for your time, Jay.
All right, we ran that yesterday. Now, it's 9:29, 29 minutes after 9. Let me refer you to a couple articles that you can read. In case you missed it yesterday, Lynn Bartles has got one in the Rocky Mountain News yesterday. It's called GOP Tactics Draw Political Ire. Dems blame Karl Rove and drag for legislative waves. And then there's another one that by Lynn Bartles from March the 4th, 2006. And we're going to get more into this robocall story this coming week here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And once again, if you get one of these robocall messages, if it you know, ends up being like on your answering machine, don't erase it. Get in touch with us and give it to us because we'd love to get it. We'd love to get a copy of one. You know, the Rocky Mountain News has a transcript of one that they were using against, because they used against 10 Democrats, and the Rocky Mountain News carried a transcript of it. But what we want is we want the real thing. We don't want a transcript. We want the real thing. So if you get the real thing, don't erase it. Get in touch with us if it's on your answering machine so that we can run it on the air and let everybody hear what these things are all about. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to Suzanne Spaulding, and we're going to talk to her. She's a managing director of the Harbor Group and is an expert on national security-related issues, including terrorism, homeland security, and critical infrastructure. And we're going to talk to her about Iraq, and then we'll close the show out with more of your phone calls here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's 9:30.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
One little area of highway still hasn't recovered from this morning's commute. Northbound I-25 between Bellevue and Colorado running a little slow there. Other than that, the only thing to keep in mind is it is St. Patrick's Day weekend, so DUI enforcement will be in full effect this weekend. DUI checkpoints will be set up all throughout the Metro Denver area, so if you're out there drinking, make sure you designate a driver. Your weather today, partly cloudy with the high in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, a 20% chance of thunderstorms, the high in the mid 50s.
What if an expert who knew everything about Denver business could give you a 5-minute listing once a week of people and companies to read more about or to contact in order to move your business forward? Imagine the time you'd save and the money you'd make. Well, you can have this expert and his list, but it'll cost you $1.09 a week. Call 303-837-3500 and subscribe to the Denver Business Journal. More leads, less time.
Download AM 760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM 760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
Regency Windows. If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
9:32, 20 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. By the way, caller tipped us off to this. Go to HuffingtonPost.com, which is a great site, and it's got a list of all the Democrats who voted for Bill Clinton's impeachment. So I don't know what you're going to do, but you know what I might do this weekend? Send them all email and ask them. No, I'm not going to might do it. I am going to do it. I'm going to send them all email and ask them why they voted for Bill Clinton's impeachment but can't get onto this Feingold censure resolution. Hey, Rocky's Auto's matching down incentives back, and it's back in a big way, up to $1,500. So if you got $1,500, they'll match it, and it's like having $3,000, and all you got to do is numerically take that on the way down. So if you got $500, they'll match it, and then that makes $1,000 down. And Rocky's has got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. The list is endless. Over 500 vehicles on the lot. Everything you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. Mary got a great car out there. I really want to tell you what it is. It gets great gas mileage. It's a great car. But, I don't know, she probably doesn't want her privacy violated. But I really love to tell you what it is. It's just a dynamite vehicle. And she's having more fun with it. And we really love it. And you know what? That's what Rocky's is all about. Not only getting the car you want, but having people who know how to make it a pleasant experience and a good time. People like Tom and Marv Alshear and Colby and Gerard Menard and Spanky and all the gang out at Rocky's. They really do a good job. And Rocky's has been family-owned and operated, not some nameless, faceless corporation, but they've been family-owned and operated since 1982. That's going on 25 years of doing business along the Front Range. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But if you come, a little bit towards 8, they'll stay late and they'll take care of you. And every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Rocky's Autos. Get out and see them today. Check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com or drop by. Corner of 63rd and Federal, big sign out there. Sometimes I'm on that sign, too, by the way. Just north of I-76 and just south of Boulder Turnpike. Great place to get a bang for your buck as far as car goes. And you know what? They've been great supporters of this show. So, and they're good friends of mine. So get out and see them. Shop at Rockies. And you know what? You'll love them just as much as Mary and I do.
Einstein Brothers Bagels has a brain teaser for you. Listen, every day, every day. Hear the difference? Every day is two words. Every day, just one. Every day means, every single day. Every day means boring. Yeah, it's subtle but important because sometimes the things you do every day become every day. Like breakfast. A lot of people eat the same thing every day. And over time, your everyday breakfast becomes every day. So today, change things up. Visit Einstein Brothers. Get a fresh baked bagel with a smear of cream cheese. Try one of our gourmet breakfast sandwiches or sample some darn good coffee. Heck, we have so many fresh bagels and delicious coffees. You could have breakfast here every day without it ever becoming every day. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with our new Steak Ranchero breakfast sandwich. Shaved sirloin, roasted chilies, eggs, and pepper jack cheese on grilled ciabatta bread. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:36. 36 minutes past the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 52. Let's welcome to the program Susan Spaulding. She's managing director of the Harbor Group. She's an expert in national security-related issues, including terrorism, homeland security, critical infrastructure protection, cybersecurity, intelligence, law enforcement, crisis management. She's also, most recently, she was executive director of two congressionally mandated commissions, the National Commission on Terrorism, chaired by Admiral L. Paul Bremer III, and the Commission to Assess the Organization of the Federal Government to Combat the Proliferation of Weapons of Mass Destruction, and chaired by former CIA Director John Deutsch. And Ms. Spaulding, welcome to the program. Good to have you on.
It's nice to be on, Jay.
All right. Let's. You know, when I read your resume here and it talks about the WMDs, I'm just tempted to bring this up. I mean, here we are. We're coming up on the third anniversary of our being involved in Iraq. No WMDs. I guess they must have gone to Syria, right?
Well, I don't think so. I think David Kays, who, as you know, led the Iraq survey group that went in after the invasion to try to find the weapons of mass destruction, actually, you know, I think showed pretty conclusively that the programs, in fact, had been dismantled.
Now, you know, there's a story on the AP this morning about how the administration is now going to start and has started releasing documents that were seized, you know, during the invasion that shows that Saddam Hussein suspected that there was al-Qaeda presence in Iraq. But once again, these documents do not show any link between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, as the administration alleged.
I think that was the weakest argument that the administration made as a pre-war justification. The intelligence community spoke a little more strongly about the possibility that there might be weapons of mass destruction, they really raised some serious doubts about whether there was any operational cooperation between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda.
All right, where are we now in 2006? I mean, this Operation Shawarma is going on. People debate about whether there is really a civil war happening there because there's not an open, chaotic situation. But, of course, they find... 78 bodies the other day. I mean, where are we now? What is the true picture about what's going on in Iraq at this moment?
Well, we are. I think everyone would agree we are in a very precarious point in Iraq, and the picture, you know, comparing as we think about this third year anniversary, the picture is not good. And we have just initiated the largest air assault since the invasion in 2003. We are yet again mounting a large-scale raid into Samarra. Previous efforts to go into insurgency strongholds and get rid of the insurgents have succeeded only in pushing the insurgents to other places in the country, and then they filter back. And it's not clear that we've come up with a more successful strategy in intervening time. I think the bottom line is, I think that we need to have a more honest public discussion and debate about where we are in Iraq. I worry that we've set an expectation that somehow we can and will solve Iraq's problems. And in fact, only the Iraqis can solve their problems. We can at best enable and facilitate their doing so, but I worry that so far we've been enabling dysfunctional behavior.
Yeah, not only do I not think that we can solve their problems, but we had all this rhetoric coming out of the administration about how, well, when they stand up, we'll stand down. And they're making a big deal about this current operation, that there are Iraqi troops that are involved in this. But you can't get a clear picture, and I hate to say this because I don't trust the administration, but you can't get a clear picture here about how those Iraqi troops are doing. And it doesn't seem like we're making any progress in that area of training Iraqi troops to be able to handle and take over the country so that we can eventually exit.
Well, I think that's right in terms of not being able to get a clear picture. I mean, the public statements from folks in the administration have sort of been all over the map. Part of the problem is definitional. Just as we don't have a clear definition of what will define success in Iraq, and we don't have clear milestones for evaluating how close we might be to achieving whatever that definition of success is, the same is true with respect to this issue of training Iraqi troops. We've heard all kinds of numbers. In December of last year, the president talked about 200,000-plus capable forces. But in his speech earlier this month, just a few days ago, the numbers actually seem to be closer to 21,000 to 48,000.
Right.
I think the White House would come back and say, well, they're talking about different things. Well, you know, we need to have straight talk on this. We need to have a clear definition of success, and that needs to include a clear definition of what needs to happen with Iraqi troops.
9:42 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, 42 minutes past the hour. Suzanne Spaulding on the line with us. You know, we keep talking about this clear picture, but just as the administration doesn't seem to be clear with us, do you think the administration is also fooling itself and doesn't really want to face the truth about what's really going on there and about where we really stand?
Well, it may be. You know, it's interesting. You started out talking about the weapons of mass destruction that weren't there in Iraq. And, you know, it's hard to know exactly what happened there. But my own personal sense is that a lot of folks in the administration, though they knew the intelligence didn't really show the presence of weapons of mass destruction, in their gut they thought Saddam must have these weapons. And they didn't think the American public could be trusted with the accurate information, an accurate depiction of what the intelligence showed. In other words, they didn't think they could come forward and say, you know, the intelligence, we just don't have the resources, the capabilities to prove decisively that this weapons of mass destruction are there, but here are all the reasons why we think they are, nevertheless. Instead, I think they really did misrepresent the intelligence. And I think a similar thing is happening here. I think they want to believe that things are going to go well in Iraq. They know that they don't have, you know, sort of the proof or the facts to share with the American public, and so we're not getting a clear picture. They don't trust the American public to be given the true facts and a clear picture and make the right decisions.
But, you know, it becomes like what they used to have in Vietnam every afternoon. They used to call that the 5 o'clock follies, where they would stand up and, you know, hand out all these statistics and show all these body counts and go through all of this and try to paint this picture about how everything was going well and things were under control. And we keep hearing this all the time. And after a while, I mean, how long can you continue to keep not giving a clear picture? How long can you keep, you know, like Donald Rumsfeld did here, last week, try to pin it on the media? I mean, after a while, they're going to have to come clean.
Well, I think the upcoming elections in November may be a time of reckoning. If we haven't been able to clarify the picture before then, I suspect that American voters will send a very loud message in those elections.
Do you think the administration's scared about November?
I do. I think they should be. This is a situation. I think the polls show that Iraq is a very significant issue as the voters, you know, think about going to the polls, and the picture in Iraq is not looking very good.
All right, one last question. Do you think it's too late for this administration to turn their poll situation around? I mean, can they actually, even if they were to bring somebody in from the outside, do you think they could actually turn this around, or is this a totally, in your opinion, a totally and complete lost cause?
It's always difficult to anticipate the ways in which reality and the real world will intervene, and so it's hard to know what facts on the ground and the ways in which those might change and how they might impact, whether there will be new events. New things that happen, but barring some unforeseen or unforeseeable kind of event that might intervene like that, I think the biggest challenge for the administration is one of credibility, and restoring credibility is incredibly difficult.
Suzanne Spaulding, thank you so much for being on the program this morning. Really do appreciate it. Happy St. Patrick's Day, and have a good weekend.
Same to you, Jay.
Thank you so much. All right, there's Suzanne Spaulding. She is with the Harbor Group, and we'll finish up with your phone calls at 303-713-7600 at 945, 15 away from 10. And by the way, thank you to John Turk off HuffingtonBlog.com, Huffington Post, actually, is what it's called. I have the list of Democrats. Want me to read them on the air? You mean to read all of them? Some of them would shock you. I'll read them.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcorp.net.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
B, like the Ram Mega Cab with the world's biggest cab.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot, and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again.
Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669 or go to callbestinclass.com.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice, like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
The NSA wouldn't dare spy on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, it's 9:50, 10 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. All right, in the interest of time here, and I got one line open at 303-713-7600. I could read all these Democrats, but you can go to the Huffington Post, and you can look at them, and some of the names. What, John? Yeah, in the left column.
And what's the author's name on that, Jay?
Ellis Weiner is the guy's name. Weiner? Ellis Weiner? W-E-I-N-E-R. It's called An Open Email to Senate Democrats. And some of the names on here would break your heart about people who would not sign on to the Feingold resolution but did vote on the Clinton situation. Voted to censure Bill Clinton for his... involvement. It's sad. Well, let me just give you a few names. John Kerry, Dick Durbin, Byron Dorgan, Ted Kennedy, Carl Levin, who I have a great deal of respect for, Harry Reid, Jay Rockefeller, Charles Schumer, Ron Wyden. Sad. If you want to see the complete list and read this guy's article, and it's pretty good, go to the Huffington Post, and you'll see it on there. All right, let's go to my buddy Tommy the Commie from Chicago. Tommy, how are you?
19 Paul and happy St. Patrick's Day, friend.
19 Paul to you and happy St. Patrick's Day, and I have not written you back because I explained this to the audience, and I have been in a great deal of pain the last 2 days. My wrist and my hand, man, are screwed up.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Well, the reason I was calling is, of course, we know that tomorrow is the third anniversary of the invasion of Iraq. I refuse to call it a war because it's an invasion. And I don't know what's going on in the Denver Boulder area, but tomorrow night in Chicago we're going to have a large protest here to down Michigan Avenue. They were issued a permit by the city to come out and say, hey, this is an immoral war. This is an immoral administration, and we're going to show our displeasure with them.
Are you going to go march?
Well, I hope so.
We should explain. I should explain on the air. Well, you want to do it? Just tell everybody what you do for a living.
I'm a homicide detective and probably the only openly declared socialist police officer in the country. So,
and if you get in trouble,
well,
going down Michigan Avenue, man.
Well, that's why I'm calling you in Denver Boulder. I'm not going to call up any show in Chicago. They'd probably get a CR complaint on me, which would be try to give you a couple days or something. But, you know, I'm pretty well known. I'm pretty well vocal on my opposition to the Bush administration and how he doesn't care about the working man. And, incidentally, our friend Bill the Red said to say hello to you. I saw him the other day. He was asking about you.
Tell him I said hello.
Right. So it's just that I hope that even sometime tomorrow, people, even if there's nothing going on, in some kind of, show your opposition to the war in some kind of manner. Because we can't stand for this anymore. It's getting out of hand with these Republicans, and unfortunately, it's taken a lot of lives.
It's a bad situation, and we need to get out. We need to get out, and we need to get out now.
And like you were reading those names a little while ago, of alleged progressive Democrats who would turn on what their cause is, and I don't really understand it.
Well, I don't either, because as you know, Dick Durbin's a pretty good guy, and so is Carl Levin, and I don't understand why they can't. I would really like to sit down with either one of them and ask them why they can't get behind the Feingold situation. I don't understand what the problem is about getting on board with this.
Right, and we have to, and you said the same thing 4 years ago, we have to get behind a truly progressive candidate, and hopefully not too early, where the person would get someone to start to turn this country around.
Well, I'm back in Russell Feingold.
Me too. And I hope that all the rest of the Democrats get behind him and we can hammer away and take over to Congress again and do the right thing.
I agree. Tommy, thanks, man. I love
you. Take care.
And I'll write you as soon as I get this situation healed up.
All right.
All right. Good. Talk to you
soon. 19 Paul.
19 Paul, brother. And 19 Paul in, like, Chicago cop lingo, 19 Paul covers everything. There is no job, big or small, that can't be covered by a 19 Paul. Virginia in Lakewood, Virginia, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay.
Hi, Virginia.
I hope Tommy the Commie is still listening, because, yes, we are going to do something in Denver. Every Saturday we do our normal anti-war protest on the corner of 52nd and Wadsworth from noon to 12.
Right.
I mean, 12 to 1.
Right.
However, on Sunday, and please let the weather be decent.
It will be.
We're going to join up at 12:30 at East High School.
Oh, great.
And march to the Capitol.
Oh, great. Cool.
Yes, cool. I hope.
All right, now,
not too cool.
Well, it won't be. No, it'll be okay. All right, now, as I always have you do, because I get these emails from people, you said the address too quickly.
Oh, I'm
all
sorry.
Right.
Okay, 52nd and Wadsworth, that's the Home Depot, Costco, Sam's Club corner.
Okay.
It's a good, busy, busy corner, and we just see all kinds of riders, drivers, and the responses are fascinating.
Okay, great.
Some now, good, some bad. The hardest ones, the most difficult ones for me are the ones who look at you and look at your sign and do nothing. No reaction.
All right, 52nd and Wadsworth, what time?
12 to 1.
Okay, then Sunday, East High School.
12:30.
All right, Virginia, be there or be square,
and
right?
March to the Capitol. Hey, I have to tell you one more thing.
Yes?
You were talking about McCarthy?
Mm-hmm.
There is a video out of the McCarthy hearings. It's called Point of Order.
Oh, I got to get that.
And I'm getting it from the library today. And I don't know if it's at Blockbuster, but I was able to find it at my library.
I wonder if you can get online and buy it.
I don't know. I didn't go that far because when I was able to find it, I bet you could. I just think, oh, gosh. Okay, and one more thing. I saw a bumper sticker that you'd like. It said, "You voted Republican? How embarrassing."
I do love that.
Isn't that good?
Wonder where you get one of those.
I don't know. I'm going to go online, because I've bought a lot of stuff. I've got one that says, "If you can read this, you're not the president." I've found those online.
Oh, I love that. Virginia, you're the best.
Well, no, Jay, you are the best, and so is Turk.
Well, we love you.
Okay, well, we love you, too, and we just hope your listeners have been so responsive to our war protest. And like Tommy, I refuse to call it the anniversary of the war. It's the anniversary of the illegal invasion of Iraq.
You got it.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Virginia.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
52nd and Wadsworth, by the way, is just north of I-70. All right, what? Go to, okay. Stuart, very quickly. Stuart, Colorado Springs, 30 seconds. It's yours. Go.
Okay. I just wanted to thank you. Most of the time, I don't agree with you, but I loved it when you had the Democrats for Life. That is a lightning rod issue, make or break deal in my political brain. And to hear Democrats actually that I can agree with makes me, as a conservative Republican, go, hmm. And I just appreciate the integrity that your show has, even though sometimes, like I said, you make me yell at my radio. Man, my hat's off to you. From the other side of the aisle, I tip my hat to you, Jay. You're doing a
Thanks.
Great job.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Stuart. Appreciate
right.
it. Okay. All right. I apologize for the performance of the last 2 days. I have been on pain medication and in extreme pain, and I'm in pain now. And hopefully this week I'm going to get this situation worked out. Have yourselves a good weekend. A couple of demonstrations to go to. I'll see those of you who are going to be at the dinner tomorrow night and learn.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Friday nights on NBC has it all.
This is going to be fun.
First is Deal or No Deal, America's favorite game show.
Open the case.
Followed by the hottest show on TV, Las Vegas, now on Fridays.
I'm going to make you a star.
Then, TV's next great drama, Conviction. From Newsweek and TV Guide to People magazine, critics are calling it forceful, compelling, one of the shows you've got to see.
You withheld vital information from another prosecutor.
Friday nights, Deal or No Deal, Las Vegas and Conviction, all new tonight on NBC.